Stay off the f***ing set, man. For f*** sake. Right, let's go again. Let's not take a f***ing minute. Let's go again!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
Anyway, about time to go dodge those potholes and go home and fight with those earplugs.
You're an idiot.
What are we going to do? We have to change our TVs to something else now. No more 2009. We're supposed to change our TV set.
Hey, shut up.
I'm going to stop this because this isn't working.
Kevin and Bean, 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 Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean.
And Anderson?
And now.
I want to kick your ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right?
Our feature presentation.
I love that guy.
That guy. Have you heard the tape? Have you heard the,
yes,
the Christian Bale tape? Is it the best thing ever?
Yes, I have.
You heard that? All I kept thinking yesterday is how much Psycho Mike must love him now more than he's ever loved him.
Christian Bale, I guess it was on the set of Terminator?
Terminator Salvation, yeah.
Some dude, maybe the cameraman or the lighting man or something, was
director of photography,
screwing up, and he went off. He just lost it.
Is this new? It is.
Yes, okay. And no.
Because I remember something
happened,
like this.
And that's the same incident. You remember the audio tape just was released now, but it happened several months ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's. I mean, Mike, you're so in love.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's already your man crush. He already stars in your favorite movie of all time, and now he's an abusive prick. I mean, it's everything you look for in a person.
I got to tell you, though, as a guy who has a lot of what he does recorded and used against him, myself, I think a lot of people lose it occasionally.
Really long hours and put everything they got into it, and then someone else screws up. That's gotta be rough.
It's just a new world where anyone standing by, including a cell phone, you know, with video or whatever, can catch that and put it on the internet and it'll go all over the world.
Yep.
Well, he didn't even have to worry about a cell phone or video. I mean, he was being recorded because he was making a movie. So
it was awesome.
Sound guys had big mics on him. Look, people lose their temper and they yell, but rarely do they go off at somebody at this length and with this much vitriol. And I don't even know how many F-words are in that 3 or 4 minute tape, but it's got to be 30, right? I mean,
easily.
It's pretty, it's a barrage is what it is. Usually you burst that vein, you start screaming, and then you're over it. Not over it, but you're not at that level of screaming after the first 30 seconds or something. You calm down a little bit, you know, because you get out of your system, but he just keeps going.
It's just audio, so you can't see what the guy's reaction is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible, and I was thinking this too, that perhaps the guy's reaction was like, hey, a-hole, I'm doing what I do or whatever. You know, you don't
Which
know.
Which set him off even more.
Because I agree with Bean that, you know, after, you know, half a day of screaming at somebody, you kind of run out of juice.
You hear him a little bit on the tape. By the way, we are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Bean's Tuesday What It Do Nephew in just about a minute. You do hear a little bit of the guy. And he is apologetic, but who knows what his demeanor was or what his attitude was or what we don't see, you know, from not being there. I agree with that. It could have made it worse because you know how it is sometimes when I yell at Blinky and he's not doing anything, but I just want him to leave. And if he doesn't leave, I continue to yell at him.
Yeah.
And maybe this guy just needed to get out of Christian Bale's sight. Maybe that's all that was required, but he didn't.
You are Dick Esch. I would go that far.
Well, Blinky deserves it. Just look at him.
Yeah, he does. That's true.
He just deserves it for being Blinky.
When does that Terminator movie come out? Summer?
I think Memorial Day or something like
Can't
that.
Wait.
It's not too long, and I'm hearing super good things about it. But if we have time later, I think we would be doing the audience and certainly Lisa a favor by playing the whole thing.
Because
I think although, you know, Omar is going to have to take it up to floor 7 to get the beeping process going. That could take 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm excited about the fact that he has finally been working apparently with a speech therapist, and now we can understand what the hell he's saying.
Well, that is good news.
He does doing that. We're all screwed.
I want you off the set, you prick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You can call right now, and we will put you on the air and give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So homie, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
K-Rock at Bear Mountain, happening again this year. In fact, it's Saturday, February 14th. How's that for a free Valentine's Day gift for you and your sweetheart? A pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain is what you get for being on the air with us right now. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Aaron in Irvine? He's on line two. I think he may be calling about the Christian Bale tape.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what up, nephew? What up, baby boo?
What up?
He's talking about the Christian Bale losing it on set tape.
Well, yeah, I mean, can you really tell if the guy's a prick from a 3-4 minute clip? I mean, I got to kind of go with Kevin on this one. I mean, the fact is that if he's caught in a really haywire and he's having a bad day and some guy effs up, you know, he's going to jump on his ball. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, have you heard the tape, Aaron?
I've not heard the tape in the entirety, but I think okay. It's a little hard to say that someone's that much of a jerk from only that much time.
He
got done doing a great movie like Dark Knight, and this guy's not doing a good job, and I mean, if he probably rolled his eyes to something...
That's a good point. I understand. I'm not trying to
Aaron,
say...
Aaron, was it you?
Are you the director of photography on that movie? Look, I'm not trying to say Christian Bale is a bad guy in all aspects of his life and he's a dick all the time. I'm just saying it's an extraordinary outburst to yell at someone you're so far above, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's yelling at a minion, basically, in front of 300 people, if I remember the story correctly, you know, for 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and it's just the
first
dream.
The first minute and a half, you go, well, I've done that. And then you go 2 minutes, you go, that's pretty long. 3 minutes, you go, wow, what's going on?
Exactly. But I understand where you're coming from, Aaron. I don't totally disagree with you, but thanks for the call.
All right, let's say good morning to George in Commerce about perhaps Bean's most exciting day of the year. Hi, George.
Yes, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Yeah, I'd like to let all the party people out there know that there's going to be free breakfast at Denny's.
What about that? What about free Grand Slams today? Come on.
I was thinking, I saw something about that over the weekend, yeah. And I was thinking it was yesterday, so I was all bummed out because I was like, oh, I forgot to get my free $1.99 meal.
Can I tell you the funny thing is that I went to Denny's yesterday, so I probably won't be going back today, but I went yesterday. They have, by the way, they have some new items on the menu this year. They have something called a pancake puppy. Have you guys seen those?
A pancake puppy?
What is that?
The pancake puppies. They're so awesome. I had them yesterday. They take pancake batter and they roll it up into a ball and then they deep fry it. And then you dip it in syrup.
Wow.
Come on.
They have figured out how to make the pancake even less healthy.
How can we make this less healthy?
That's like fair food.
And then they dip it in acid. Then they give it to you.
My wife gets them every day.
That sounds really good.
The pancake puppies, they are good.
She
They're really
Denny's
good.
Every day specifically for them.
By the way, your wife is not talking about the same thing Bean's talking about. Her pancake puppies. That's Coach.
Jenny is so perfect for me. I love her so much. I didn't realize she goes to Denny's every day on top of everything else I already love about her.
Yeah.
They also have a thank you for the call on that, by the way. Yeah, I think that's until like 2 o'clock this afternoon or something like that. They're giving out the free Grand Slams. They also have another new item in 2009, which is the Grand Slam sandwich, which is your eggs and your ham and your bacon and stuff on a like toast.
Right, now you've
lost
me.
It is a sandwich.
Now you've lost me.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Mike in Huntington Beach, morning.
Hey, what's up? What to do? How's it going, guys?
What's going on, Mike?
Good. I just saw Tom Likas in Studio City yesterday, and this guy has to be the fattest guy I've seen in a long time.
He really has eaten his former self and a few other people. Did you see the video on TMZ.com?
Yeah, I did, where he was running out of breath. He was dying for like 2 seconds. He was walking, and the guy was out of breath.
I was giving him compliments and just, you know, being nice to him, and mm-hmm. he could not for the life of him walk and catch his breath at the same time.
Mike, was it at night?
It was actually at night. It was at the Great Greek, if you guys know where that is.
I do. And did he have his sunglasses on?
I believe, yeah, he did. Actually.
Yes, he did. He's the answer.
He's so cool.
That guy's a winner.
He is.
Yeah, he is fat, is what he is.
And he was chowing down heavy, hardcore.
Fatty. That's Wait, him. Tom Likas was eating a lot? He wasn't having concern for his weight?
Here's some chocolate fat, too.
Tom Likas, Howard Stern, and Stevie Wonder, all three of those guys bug me with the way they wear their sunglasses every single day, all
Stevie
day
Wonder.
Long.
Stevie Wonder?
Yes, I'm saying this is exactly the same. Doesn't matter, man. Inside, outside, day or night.
Obesity, adiposity, corpulence. Whatever word you use, it represents one thing, being a big fat ass.
All right, and let's go to Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
What's up, Kevin and Bean? Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Dewan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm going playa.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Which one of us is playa?
all of you guys.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
And I'm glad the Pittsburgh Steelers won.
You are? How come?
The Super Bowl. Because I was choose them.
You were rooting for them? How did you pick that team to root for over Arizona?
I don't want to gamble. I was thinking about it. I was watching the Super Bowl.
Right. I know you don't want to gamble, but I'm saying how did you pick
who you
the
wanted
Steelers
to cheer for?
As the team that you were going to cheer for?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
But I think what Kevin is asking is why did you want the Steelers to win instead of the Cardinals to win?
Because I think the Pittsburgh Steelers won back in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, speaking of sports, DeJuan, because I know you're a big sports fan, what about your man Kobe Bryant scoring 61 points last night?
Oh, I didn't see it last night. I was falling asleep. Sick.
What does Kobe Bryant have to do to keep your attention, DeJuan? Guy scored 61 points in New York, and then they gave him a standing O in New York, which doesn't happen.
Wow, that's amazing.
The crowd was chanting MVP, MVP at Madison Square Garden.
They were.
For one of the Lakers. Whoever would have thought that would happen?
That's amazing.
That was unbelievable.
And the UCLA Bruins won last weekend.
All right. Last weekend. Okay, that's good to know.
They beat Stanford.
Basketball powerhouse Stanford?
Oh, yes.
All right,
DeJuan. UCLA cheerleaders was there. I love those girls.
Oh, you're right on that one, dude.
Woo!
Yep. Woo! We certainly agree with you there, DeJuan. All right, DeJuan, you're a great American, and we're glad you called, and you have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye
okay,
now.
Bye.
All right, DeJuan. He rooted for the Steelers. Now the I guess. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amicho. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of February. And we have Kevin Smith in the studio today.
Yeah.
Always great.
Yeah.
He's talking about Zach and Miri Make a Porno coming out on DVD.
Ah.
And I want to know about extras. That's all I want to know about.
Great point.
People who work the drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
You poor bastards. Can you imagine working the drive-thru, like, for hours and
I
hours?
I worked in a fast food restaurant, but I never had to do the drive-thru. That's even worse.
I think
that's the next step down.
It seems like a particular part of hell.
Yeah.
I think you would enjoy it. You'd get fired that first hour, but you would really have fun doing it.
I would, because I would screw with people, but you can't do that. Everybody's looking over your shoulder, and you have to really be, you know, trying.
Yeah.
I mean, people just sitting there not being able to make up their minds and you know,
not be able to get their money together.
Oh, that would drive me crazy. Also, we have K-Rock's World Tour 2009, destination number 2, and we're going to let you earn those tickets today.
Hmm.
Now, we have a couple of ways to do that, but one of the ways is a game, and we're going to let you earn them.
Okay.
This
okay.
is your choice of any night of Coachella, and then you qualify for that trip for 2 to Barcelona to see the
Killers. Barcelona! Barcelona!
And we have Grammy tickets as well this morning.
Look
How
at
about
us.
That? And that's it. That's all we're going to talk about. Just that.
Okay.
That's all we have.
I believe we're going to become
that's
one
really
step
all
closer
we have.
To me getting a new phone number.
People love
which is good phone numbers.
Yes, they do.
All right, go in the other room. God damn it.
People love good phone numbers.
That was from yesterday.
I'm going to own 8675309, and I'm going to rule because I'll be the king of the world. And we'll tell you more. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
You will rule and you will be the king of the world because of that. So congrats.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
Oh, come on.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 551.
She's playing actually day 2
nope.
of Coachella Festival.
Coachella.
April 18th.
Nope, they're not on Coachella at all, actually.
Coachella. He might be on Coachella.
Coachella, he's on.
I've not heard of that, but I don't think he's at Coachella.
Yeah. Different show.
Yeah.
All right, 5:51 Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat.
What's going on? So funny to hear Bean attack Christian Bale for that behavior. When I wish I had tapes of him yelling at Psycho Mike when he forgets to tape something, or Blinky when it doesn't fax right. It's just, Bean
it's
is
not,
Christian Bale.
It's nothing like that, though.
No, because
really
you
isn't.
Are not an overtly aggressive person. You'd rather be passive aggressive. That's the only difference.
Here's all I want to say.
Same dude, punching down, man. Always punching down to the little man.
Everybody alive is lucky that they don't have tape rolling at their worst moments.
Sure.
Because we all look terrible that way.
And here's the only thing I'd say in Bale's defense, which obviously it's a crazy outburst. But if you listen to the tape, apparently this is the second time this guy has walked through his eye line while he's trying to do a scene.
Yeah, I don't blame him for being pissed at all, that's
and
for sure.
if you are an actor, if you've ever done anything, even a play or anything, you know it's enormously distracting. It totally breaks your concentration when someone is moving behind or in front of an actor while you're trying to do a scene.
It doesn't for me, but I'm a seasoned professional.
Well, because you've got that steely lock of focus. Right. Not everyone else has that.
I know.
But here's a guy who is the centerpiece of a multi-million dollar sequel that has enormous expectations. I mean, the pressure must be tremendous on him. And I think we just caught him on a bad day. I feel kind of bad for the guy.
And you've got 300 people working on the movie, too, that are all inconvenienced by this guy walking into the scene.
And you have no idea how complex the setup or the scene was, either, because it sounds like he's saying, all right, put this back on me again. It sounds like it's a pretty intricate scene he's doing, maybe involving some special effects or something like that. So that compounds it when you only have a certain amount of time to get those big scenes right. It must be infuriating.
Well, maybe we should talk to him. I'm sure he has plenty of those answers for us. Let us know what's going on.
I don't blame him at all for being pissed off. I'm just surprised at how, 3 minutes, 37 F-bombs, and you just can't believe it keeps going. That's what is remarkable to me.
Pretty strong.
I've seen worse outbursts on sets.
I've seen worse outbursts
really?
From you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, I've been responsible for worse outbursts. Only not as articulate. I'm impressed about how the length of the monologue. It's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's right.
It's well written. It's well delivered. He is quite the performer. Let's talk about Miley Cyrus, shall we? Another photo scandal in her long list of photo scandals.
Is this another somebody broke into her cell phone and blah, blah, blah?
Actually, this one, refreshingly, has nothing to do with her semi-nudity.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Because I saw the side boob photos going around yesterday, and I figured that's where you were headed.
There is some of that. There's also one where she was on a horse in a photo shoot wearing a white dress and no bra, and she was popping out, apparently. Mm-hmm. But you kind of see in those photos her just sort of readjusting herself more so than flashing.
Right.
This time around, it's Miley's overt racism, according to some people. Photos have surfaced of Miley and her friends pulling back their eyelids to adopt the racist characteristic of Asian people.
Maybe they're just fans of the basketball team from Spain.
Maybe that's what it is. They're emulating them. Well, members of the Asian Pacific American watchdog group are infuriated and have called for a public apology from Miley for pulling back her eyes and trying to be all Asian.
Seems those
white to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Those people don't have much humor about this.
Oh, why are they those people,
Lisa?
Oh,
those people,
Lisa? That's
how you are?
It's us versus them?
Is it all of them? Is that what you're saying?
The ones in that group.
Well, we here in the Kevin and Bean Show find nothing funny about
that
sort of behavior.
Mm-hmm. Because Lisa's right. They're ridiculously touchy about it.
We would like to back the Asian Pacific American people 100% and give them our wholehearted support both publicly and privately.
Go Asian Pacific.
Go APA.
And I'd also like to add, by the way, that anyone who suggests that Asians and their eyes look different from white people in their eyes, they're just wrong. They're identical.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
No difference.
There is no
difference.
No difference
they're
whatsoever.
Just like us, and they're better than us.
They're better than us, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I were like them.
But not in a positive, stereotypically way, better than us. Just generally better than us.
No, you can't do that.
Us. Right. Yeah. Can't say good things about people.
Right.
I'm just saying. Not saying, I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
We're not saying that all of them are better than us, but we're saying each individual one is better than all of us. So it's not a stereotype.
As a person, not as a group.
Exactly.
We're not lumping them all together into a group. We're saying they are all individuals and should be treated thusly, and should be respected, honored, and obeyed, and worshipped.
Don't trust the yellow man!
That's not what we're saying.
That's the opposite. We're not saying
not
that.
Not at all.
Someone who's not better than us, Joe Francis, creator of Girls Gone Wild.
Richer than us.
He's richer than us, yes.
Yeah. Way.
But he had to sell his soul. And that's shit. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a warrant issued for his arrest.
I thought he had all that done.
Well, Lisa, he failed to appear in court for a hearing in his tax evasion case. He was a no-show, as was his attorney, apparently. And so the judge has issued a warrant for his arrest. Monday was a hearing to address Joe's request to hire a new attorney. He wanted to change counsel, and he did not show to the hearing. And judges don't like it when they block off a certain amount of time in their busy, busy docket for you, and then you don't roll
judges in. Have good senses of humor.
We like judges. Judges are exceptional. And Asian judges? Probably the best judge you can get is an Asian judge.
Like Judge Ito?
How good
best.
Was he?
He's the, so great.
The best.
Yes. So, Joe Francis, if you see him, citizen's arrest, that's what I'm saying. Jump him,
great
sit
idea.
On him, call 911 or or your local police department until they get there.
And record it, because I want to see that.
Yeah. In Mr. Francis's defense, by the way, he probably wasn't in court because he was in a sorority house taking pictures of girls with their tops off. I mean, at least he has an excuse.
Good point.
Right? I mean, that's what he does.
That's a good point.
Not that we're saying that women should be marginalized or objectified in any way by looking at them solely as a source of erotic pleasure.
Nor are we saying all women are beautiful, because that would put too much pressure on women.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Pete Doherty from the Baby Shambles, you know him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the boyfriend of Kate Moss.
Oh,
that's right.
Did wonders for her career.
Yes, he did.
Looks like he's going to have to find a new place to live. He is being evicted from his 9-bedroom mansion.
Wow.
Apparently his landlord says that he's not paying the rent. Not to mention the property is overrun with trash. Graffiti that he's scrawled all over. This is a rental property.
Can you imagine?
Good.
And wait for it, stray cats.
The stray cats are back together?
Stray cats are there. Brian Setzer.
Wow.
Slim Jim Phantom.
That's right. Whole gang. Wow. And Lee Rocker.
And Lee Rocker. They're all hanging out at Pete Doherty's. The landlord.
See that, Kevin.
Landlord says, it's high time Mr. Doherty found somewhere else to live. That's what I love about the Brits. This guy's got a 9-bedroom mansion. It's got graffiti, feces everywhere, trash, stray cats. It's high time Mr. Naughty found somewhere else to live.
No complaint.
If you're in America, he'd go Christian Bale on his ass.
Yeah. That's right.
They're so civilized.
You're back on drugs, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to be. Speaking of partying, this sounds like a bad combination. You know, New Orleans has their famous Mardi Gras.
Sure.
That's happening later this month. They've just announced that Val Kilmer is set to be the King of New Orleans during the parade. Huh. He will be riding in the Crew of Bacchus parade, and he's going to be on the float. And I don't know, alcohol, drugs, loose women, and Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Recipe for disaster? You be the judge.
Kevin, you used to be big into the Mardi Gras. You used to go quite frequently, but you dropped the ball on that. You decided not to support New Orleans anymore now that they need you?
No, I love
New
Orleans.
You hate New Orleans, right?
That's what I love Mardi Gras. I haven't gone in a while. I need to. You're right.
Too many Asians are going there now?
It's really fun.
That's the problem, don't you say?
I don't really... Take one drink and you have no idea what's going on the rest of the time.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The magic of the hurricane.
Yep.
That's the magic of the hurricane. Two people are laughing right now, and both of them are me. And lastly, yet another member of the Simpson clan is rallying to Fatso's defense.
OJ?
Bart?
Yes, Bart and OJ said that Jessica Simpson isn't fat. No, this time it's her brother-in-law, Pete Wentz.
Oh, good.
A Fallout Boy. Pete tells the TV show Extra that the whole story and the focus being put on Jessica's weight is a bummer.
Wow. Yeah. He came out that strongly
against it. With the language, Pete Wentz.
Wow.
He says that it's a bummer the media put such a harsh spotlight on women because, wait for it, real beauty is on the inside.
Oh.
If that's the case, Pete, you don't might want to bring that up with Jessica because she's quite ugly on the inside.
Yes.
It was her attractive shell was the only reason we paid any attention to her. If we started looking inside on Jessica Simpson, there's going to be a lot more criticism focused her way than if we just looked at her.
Outside is really all she's got going.
Her boobs and her great face.
And Jessica Simpson's sister, Pete Wentz's wife, apparently doesn't believe in that because she's got a ton of plastic surgery to improve the outside. So she's certainly not down with beauty on the inside only.
Well, because she's empty on the inside, too. Real beauty is on the inside.
Look.
Could you just come up with that yourself,
look,
did you, Pete? That's deep.
Here's the thing that's annoying.
How many Hallmark calls do you have to read to get that info?
Of course, that's just a ridiculous thing to say. But it's also true of 99% of the women. Jessica Simpson isn't one of those women. She's out there saying, look at how hot I am in all of my videos. Yeah, you gain some weight, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
A 7-inch belt, some kind of UFC belt she was wearing that day, and pockets came up just right under her ribs.
But her personality really is wanting, so that's not what you want to put the focus on if you're trying to defend her, you know?
No, you
don't. You can say she looks good, fat, or whatever lie you want to tell Extra, but don't start talking about Jessica Simpson's inside, because we all watched that reality show where Nick Lachey had to put up with her constant infantile behavior. Pete Wentz. Yeah, she's beautiful on the inside, all right. Her inside just came out. during that belch. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Blythe Danner is 66 years old today. You may not know her, even though she is quite the accomplished actress in her own right, but she's probably best known as the mom of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, okay.
Actress Morgan Fairchild is 59 years old today. Actor Nathan Lane turns 53. Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth turns 53 as well. Maura Tierney from ER and News Radio turns 44. Sean Kingston is 29. And Vlade Divac.
Yeah!
Vlade! Wow. Kevin's favorite Laker ever.
God, I hated that guy.
Is 41 years old today. Kevin would go to games just to watch Vlade. Just to watch him smoke and flop.
I was a hardcore Laker fan, and yet I would boo him because he would smoke on the court. And I thought that was out of... I don't lie.
Dude would dribble with a cigarette in his hand. Yeah. Wow. That's impressive.
It's impressive.
It's hard to do.
And flop with a cigarette?
Because basketball is not one of the sports usually you can smoke during.
That's true.
That's why I choose not to play. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Don't forget, we have many cool things to give away, including tickets to be in the audience at Staples Center this Sunday night to see the Grammys in person. That includes your U2 and your Radiohead and your Kanye West and so many other great musical acts. Plus, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Coachella. What do we have that twice today? We've got two different chances for you to win Coachella tickets, right?
All right,
and
Coachella.
You're qualified for the grand prize drawing to go to Barcelona to see The Killers.
So, Bean has Asperger's Syndrome. Well, the
Milk.com.
And... there's a test that you can take, and I just highlighted a few of the numbers before we have this next conversation.
Okay.
Number 6 in the test is, I usually notice car number plates or similar strings of information.
Oh, yes.
Number 9 is, I'm fascinated by dates.
Yes, yes.
Number 19 is, I'm fascinated...
My license plate is the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald anniversary.
Number 19 is, I'm endlessly fascinated by numbers.
Oh, with the numbers.
Number 23 is, I notice patterns in all things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Number 29 is, I am good at remembering phone numbers. And that brings us to this ridiculous story that somebody's selling a phone number on eBay. And it's from a 1982 song. And this is it.
Not just a phone number, Kevin. The phone number.
Right.
The most famous phone number in America. I mean, if you could have any phone number in the world, that would be the one that you would want.
So here's what... Yes, it would.
Here's I'm a fan of iconic phone numbers.
What's your phone number? Oh, it's 867-5309. What? Come on. That would never, ever cease to be entertaining.
Here's the behind the scenes.
I mean, it would never start to be entertaining.
Right. We all pitch ideas. We all see things in the paper, see things on the internet, see things on the news, and we say, hey, this might be something we can do something. Bean saw this about this phone number being available, and he has nonstop talked about this.
His prostate inflated to the size of a pufferfish. That's how excited he got.
His head is exploding about how exciting this is. So he just, hey guys, what can we do? 867-5309.
Yeah,
I want to get that number.
I'm going to own it. It'll be mine.
So yesterday, we started off the air. We started going, Bean, honestly, dude, how excited can you be about a stupid phone number?
Well, that's the greatest phone number of all time. It's an iconic phone number. It's one of the iconic phone numbers amongst all the other iconic phone numbers we know.
So then we brought up a few things, like the fact that Bean never, ever answers his phone.
That's so true.
Well, first of all, I asked him, is it in your area code?
Oh, right. No. It's in New Jersey.
So you want a phone number in New Jersey? Well, thousands of people call it every day.
Okay, and at that point we said, yeah, and who wants to field those calls less than you?
You hate talking to anyone on the phone. You exist via email. That's all the interaction you have with the outside world.
I do prefer that. That's true. But that's not the point, guys. The point is...
What is the point?
You can own a piece of rock and roll history for what I hope will turn out to be a modest amount. It's on eBay right now, so who knows how crazy it's going to go. But it would be fun.
Describe fun.
It would be fun to.
How? Because I don't recognize that word in this context.
Here's what baffled me most yesterday, and I may need some support from the Bean people out there at 1-800-520-1067. What baffled me is that you guys don't think there's any value in having an easy-to-remember phone number, which I don't understand because there's a reason that almost all businesses do everything they can to pick a good phone number is because it's easier for people to know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want that to be the case?
Are you a business, sir? I ask you this. Are you a business?
Not at all.
Then
but
no
that doesn't
one needs
matter.
To have your number at the ready.
Because for the same reasons, though, you want people to not have trouble remembering your phone number.
Yes, well. But and the thing is, businesses want people to call them.
Right.
You don't want people to call you. So what difference does it make what your phone number is?
I would want people to call my new phone number, 201-867-5309. I would want those people to call, and they will because they'll know that number because it's already imprinted
and
into
then
their brains.
What will you talk to one of those people? Will you ever answer that phone?
I think occasionally it might be entertaining to pick up the phone and hear no. I think it would be entertaining.
So
you wouldn't answer that one time.
No.
And by the way, a phone number is a string of seven consecutive numbers. If you cannot remember those seven numbers, you have brain damage. It doesn't really matter what the numbers are. I've had a million phone numbers in my life, never had more than 20 minutes time spent memorizing them.
And Bean said, do you get on the phone with the operator and ask her what numbers are available?
Oh, isn't it exciting when you get to choose of the many phone numbers
exciting.
Which one you get? No one wants an ugly phone number.
No one wants an ugly phone number.
Okay. They're all numbers.
I have examples for you because I wrote this down yesterday out there while we were having the discussion, like I do with Thanks for That Info Bean.
Okay.
Bean at one point said, my number, 262-8080, is so awesome because all of the numbers are even.
And that makes for, it's symmetrical when you look at it, when you think about it, when you roll it around on your tongue.
No
it
one
just
does
feels,
any of those
it just,
things.
It's
it
not
feels
wine.
Right.
It's not a good wine. What are you talking about?
I'm not just, thinking about your phone number.
So that Alex,
even when I'm dialing it, I'm not thinking about it.
So that Alex in the office said, Bean, what is a bad phone number there? And then Bean thought and very, very forcefully, like tried to force these numbers out, but it was very difficult because they're so bad.
Well, it was painful. It was
9-5-3-8. We're like, what makes that a bad phone number?
That's an ugly phone number.
It
is an ugly number. I wouldn't care for
it's
that.
It's giving me the heebie-jeebies just talking about it.
That.
All right, here's my man Bean.
People
and this,
like good phone numbers.
This pretty much tells you all you need to know. And then we're going to take phone calls from people because Bean is obsessed with the fact that a lot of people, quote, love phone numbers.
They do.
And I'd like to suggest all of them
have
asked
good phone numbers.
Good phone numbers. They love good phone numbers. I think that there are many people listening, and I invite, again, them to call at 1-800-520-1067. I think there are people listening who, given a choice, would rather have a phone number that is easy to remember than a phone number that's not. Or a phone number that is pleasing to the eye.
You're going another step beyond that.
Yeah. First of all, a phone number is not pleasing to the eye.
It certainly can be.
It's not a statue or a portrait. It's just a series of numbers strung together, and they're all equally easy to remember. Because
then why don't you tell that to the attorney at Dos?
That
okay,
is
why don't
a
you
business.
Tell that to that guy?
Business. He wants people to relate that to Mexican accidents.
That's a business that he wants to turn into a lot of phone calls. You're the opposite of that.
By the way, Mexican accidents is playing Coachella.
They are, yeah.
He's always iconic phone number, by the way. They're playing night number three.
You don't need an easy-to-remember phone number because you are not any sort of business.
But
nor
the
do
same,
you like
for,
phones or talk on phones.
For the same reason a business wants a good phone number, a regular person wants a good phone number too.
Because it's easier for those people to call.
No,
because the business is trying to encourage more phone traffic. You are trying to discourage phone traffic.
I am going to be getting plenty of phone traffic at 201-867-5309. I'll tell you that. That phone's going to ring all the time.
Here's all you need to know about Bean. Bean found a store, a grocery store, in his neighborhood one time. And he liked their phone number. And I'm not making this up. Bean, tell people if I'm being accurate with this or not. You wanted their phone number. You went into the grocery store. You looked up the manager, talked to the manager, and tried to talk him into giving up the store's phone number so that Bean could have it.
That is true. I did do that. They had... Their phone number was 591-3089, which was coincidentally in a different area code, the same phone number as a radio station that I was a big fan of. And I thought, how awesome would it be if my phone number were 591-3089? So I looked it up, and it was a grocery store. So I went down there. I tried to talk them out of it, tried to buy it from them. But they had already had it for a number of years and wouldn't give it up.
I'm not understanding the word awesome. Describe awesome for me.
It would have been so cool to be – I would still have that phone number today. And if I had to continue living in the state of Virginia to keep it, I probably would have just because I would never want to give that phone number up because it's so awesome. Look, we
You're
got a million
damaged.
Calls
You're
supporting
damaged.
Me here, by the way. I'd just like to point out, like Becca in Chino Hills on line one, for instance, is going to tell you what's for.
Becca?
Hi.
Hi.
I love numbers. I'm exactly like you, Bean.
How about that?
So you're damaged. You have some sort of brain deficiency.
No.
Are you socially inept as well?
Are you a victim of Asperger's?
No.
Yes, you are.
No. Tell the guys, because they're not listening to me, tell the guys why it is you care about what your phone number is.
if it rolls off the tongue really nicely, it sounds nice in my head, it's a better number.
Absolutely.
I think, like, even the person I'm calling is a better person for having a better number.
Oh, wow. Seriously effed up. How empty is your life, by the way, that these are the things you focus on,
you
Becca?
You think a person's phone number makes them better or worse based on whether it's easier or harder to remember?
No, not.
You just said
remember.
That.
No. Not harder to remember. Just easier to listen to. Like, I can memorize numbers, like, all the time.
Right, we all can. That's how we get through our life with phoning people.
Exactly. No, I'm saying, like, I like when the number sounds like, when it rolls off the tongue easy.
Okay,
Some numbers are better than others. You're putting actual judgments on numbers for quality.
I do, yes.
How do you feel about the number 5?
How's that? Is that pretty or is that ugly?
No, I think it's an ugly number.
Ugly. Yeah. All right.
She's right. Becca's absolutely right, by the
you
way.
You should have
five
a net thrown over you.
What about the number 6?
I like that number.
Yeah. 6 is fine. How 6 is fine. Is 7 is fine. 8 is no good. Look.
I'm sorry, Mike. What's your
how
question?
Fat is Becca. Yeah.
Becca, how
fat
do you feel about 178, which are pounds that you're carrying on your 5'3 frame?
Come on.
Come on. Becca, you and I are going to exchange phone numbers and talk later, all right, baby?
Okay.
Becca, let me ask you one final question. Do you talk on the phone a lot?
I do.
Okay. Then that's completely different than Bean, who never talks on the phone.
Exactly.
Never,
who actively avoids it.
That doesn't mean you're not effed up, Becca, but Bean's more. That's all we're saying. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the all call, right. My dear. You're a good person. All right. We have to take a break.
She's plenty not a good more, person. I'm going to say not
plenty
a good
more,
person.
Plenty more support on the phone, by the way. We can come back and take some more calls, but you're just going to continue to get beaten down over
really
and over again.
I really want to get that number. That's going to be so
awesome. Can't wait till I have a number in New Jersey when I live in Washington. It's going to be the most convenient thing ever for me.
And he denies Asperger's. That's the thing. This is one of the big tenets of Asperger's is that you are fascinated endlessly by numbers.
Rain Man would say,
yes.
Oh, this is a problem. I got a problem if I like this. Uh-oh, I need help.
Song from 1982. Phone numbers
call
available.
Me. Call me.
Bean has
my number.
Never been more excited about anything in all his life than that phone number.
eBay auction ends on February the 9th, by the way, and it will be mine. By the way, Token Blacklist.
K-Rock listeners, get in there and bid that up. Bid it right up.
Token Blacklister Anel writes in, by the way, that I need. He admits that that's pretty fresh to get 867-5309. He says, now I need to go get the Time phone number. Remember the song by the Time called
777-9311?
No. I didn't even think about that.
No, who remembers that?
No one
It was
would
a great
that.
Song.
Okay, but does that mean you got to go track down the number?
This is going to be a fascinating battle inside Bean's psyche of his Asperger's versus his enormous cheapness.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
He's going to desperately want the phone number, but if it goes above $10, there's no way he's going to be able to pull the trigger. What agony he must be experiencing.
What can he do?
I want to talk to Maria in Thousand Oaks real quick on line 2. We don't have much time, but people who are with me that believe that there are good phone numbers and bad phone numbers are on the phone, and there's lots of them.
Let us explain, before we go to her, let Ralph and I explain, because you might be misunderstanding. We think that there are people with you. We don't think you're on your own. You're all nuts.
Right.
So if you can find people that are with you, they're nuts as well.
Every day we hear a story about somebody who's got 100 cats living in their house. We know they exist. We're just saying those people need serious professional help.
Backup does not make it good. Maria?
Yes?
What are the phone numbers that don't sound good?
When I was listening to the radio, I was thinking about my old phone number. I had an old phone number for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good number. I didn't think anything of it until I had to change my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, it's been like 2 years since I've changed my phone number. And every time I have to give it out, it just doesn't sound right. It ends in a horrible number.
What's the horrible number that it ends on?
It can only end from 0 through 9. Those are the only options.
Let's guess before
which
we go to
Maria.
Which
is the horrible number?
What could the horrible 9?
7.
Oh, I got to say 5.
All right, let's put $5 on it. Here we go. Maria, what's the horrible number that your phone number ends in?
Well, it used to end in 5023.
That's not what we're asking. The bad one now.
What's the horrible one?
2293. Nope.
None of us got that.
I don't like saying 2293 or 2293.
What's wrong with 2293?
This is craziness.
Yeah, I miss the days when people would fall on their own swords. They would realize that they're wrong and just take their life.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
There's no self-awareness left in America.
It just doesn't sound right. 2293 together.
It's perfectly
or
fine.
2293. It just doesn't
It's perfectly fine.
No, Maria's right. How She's on to something there.
But how because, much time? Because, this was 2 years ago. How much time can you spend thinking about this?
It's bugged me ever since, but I've never told anybody until I heard Bean.
2293 sounds much. Completely easy to remember
no,
and to recite.
No, because it's unbalanced because the 22 on one side, those numbers are, you know, they're kind of the same and they're kind of even and they kind of match. And then the 93 just is like a jag going off in a totally different direction. It's like you went from a comedy to a drama on a dime yeah, like
there's
that.
Only are one you getting the
there's only one jag off in this story, Bean.
This is fucking retarded.
I agree.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
Maria, never call us again.
Yeah. I love you,
Stop
Maria.
Listening.
Thank you, my dear.
We're not at the point where we can turn away listeners, but we're willing to try.
Go check out Seacrest.
What about Wizard in Long Beach on Line
Sure.
What about the Wizard? Let's talk to him.
Let's go to the Wizard and see if he's got your back.
He was syndicated, by the way.
Hey, Wizard.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, and my perfect number is...
Hey, Wizard, what's your real name?
That's my artist name.
I know. What's your artist name?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder how I could have asked that more clearly. What's your real name?
Wizard.
Okay, all Wizard. Right. These are Bean's people, by the way. The Wizards of the world.
Bean, you want his support?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Wizard, right. What do you got for me?
My perfect number would be 420-2407.
420 for weed. What else?
Yeah, 24-7, man.
24-7.
Weed 24-7.
See, because he likes to smoke.
The Wizard.
You're clever.
Yeah.
But here's
my
the
artist
thing.
Name.
But here's the thing, Wizard.
What's your art? Sucking bombs?
Actually, I make them. How about that?
There okay, we go.
Here's the thing, though, Wizard. A lot of people would like to, and some do, smoke weed 24-7. None
Michael
of them
Phelps, for instance.
None of them really excited about the phone number.
It's not for everybody.
No, it isn't. Here's what I love about How Stoned Wizard is he thought the phone topic was, if you could pick any phone number, what would it be?
Yeah.
That's what's great here.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Wizard.
Bean gets crippled by the decision when he gets a new phone number. When the
he
operator
does.
Says, here's a couple choices. Which one would you like? I need a good phone number. I need a pretty phone number.
He said yesterday that he'll talk to a receptionist or whatever, an operator, and he'll say, give me a list. Give me some of the options because I need to be able to pick. And she'll go, what about this one? And he'll go, no. That one has a 7 in it.
Can you imagine being her?
No.
The woman who's got to sit with him on the phone for 20 minutes while he picks his new phone number?
No.
I'm sure they're used to it. I'm sure it happens all the time because some people care about the details, you guys.
If there were two phone numbers left on the planet and they called and said, we have to give you one of them, I would say, fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Just give me the
whatever
one you got there first.
How can that possibly matter?
You guys don't know, man.
How can it possibly matter?
Because it makes a huge... Look, Christian Bale, you've got my back, right?
You don't can understand.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
I think he's talking to you, dude. Yeah.
One of our all-time favorite guests here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin Smith, joins us in the 7 o'clock hour today. His Zach and Mary Make a Porno, although that's not what they'll let you call it at Walmart, is out on DVD soon. And we'll be talking about that and everything else going on in Kevin's world coming up in just a few minutes here on K-Rock.
What did they change it to? They just changed it to Zach and Mary?
Yes, Zach and Mary.
Make a movie.
For adults.
Let's talk about Christian Bale.
Okay.
He is Batman, first of all. So how do you argue with
him? No, he's...
He's also going to be in the new Terminator. He's John Connor grown up. He's going to be the main guy fighting the robots.
Right.
And that's why I say... Probably should cut him a little slack if he's going to be fighting the robots. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. We do need him. Humanity depends on him getting a good night's sleep and feeling pretty good about the world.
So apparently he's on the set a couple of months ago. Terminator Salvation is the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the director of photography accidentally ruined the scene by walking across the set.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this wasn't the first time he did this either. And Christian Bale loses it. And you really don't hear this kind of losing it very often, but it's awesome.
But kick your f***ing ass! I want you off the set, you Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. What the are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut the up, Bruce. Do I want... No! No! Don't shut me up!
Other people go, wow. We can talk about this later. Let's talk about it later. Well, maybe we can do it. Take a break. Let's take a break.
Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you? What don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer. What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
I was looking at that light right there. And
that's Bryce Howard, the actress, Ron Howard's daughter, who's in this movie also. And McGee, I guess, is the director. He's on the set. And something like 300 other people. Just a huge scene with all sorts of guys from the military there as extras there that day. Some of the military guys that were there on the set. I remember this from when the story was first reported before this audio was available. These are guys who were in like the Marines. They said, I don't know, man, that was some pretty intense stuff. These are Marines saying that. I think they felt it. Christian Bale had the death ray stare going on while he was looking at this guy.
Oh! Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was f***ing good because it's useless now, isn't it? F***ing sake, man, you're amateur. McGee, you got something to say to this?
I didn't see it happen.
So now he's talking to McG.
Oh, McG is just backing out.
Don't yell at me. It's not my fault. I wasn't there.
I was looking another way. I didn't see it.
Well, somebody should be f***ing watching and keeping an eye on him.
Fair enough.
This is the second time that he doesn't give a f***ing about what is going on in front of the camera.
By the way, if there's 300 people and everybody's set and everybody's doing their job and the guy wanders into the shot twice?
Yeah.
The guy deserves to be yelled at. He yeah. really does. But here's what's fascinating about this tape. This is why we love it so, is that how long's he been going? How long's he been yelling at this point?
It seems longer, but it's been a minute 15.
That's
okay.
It?
Yeah. You pretty much feel like the initial burst of how furious he is at this dude for ruining the scene has to be dissipating a little bit, right? Any second now, he's going to go, get off the set. Let's just not let it happen again. Let's go back to work, right?
Or let's take a break, cool down, whatever.
Something, right. Christian Bale, not anywhere close to being done.
All right? I'm trying to do a scene here, and I'm going, why the is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that? Stay off the set, man. For sake. Right, let's go again.
So somebody in the background goes, probably McGee, you know, let's just take a minute. Let's just, breathe. Grab a glass of water.
Because how focused, how good is the performance going to be if Christian Bale is this mad? And also, how does the director of photography stay off the set? I mean, that's his job.
Well, but it's not to be in the shot.
No, certainly not. No, but I'm saying when Christian Bale says to the guy, you know, as in from now on, stay off the set. I mean, clearly that's not going to happen. These guys are going to continue to have to work together to right. the end of this movie.
So let's take a break.
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again. And let's not have you walking in. Can I have Tom put this on, please?
Hey, Tom Wardrobe, please. Can I have Tom Wardrobe?
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable. Number of times you're strolling around in the background. I never had a DP behave like this. You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is. That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Guy's trying to argue with him. Not the time. Not a good move. No, that's not it. I totally know what it's like working with actors.
I'm very aware of
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Oh.
You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, what it is looking at the light and making sure that I'm
going to kick your ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right?
Wow, is he going after him?
He's going after
yes,
him.
Sounds like it.
Well, the guy's dumb enough to go, I just wanted to make sure the light was right. But if he walks into the scene, it doesn't matter how right the light is. But
right.
But wow, yeah.
I hope Christian Bale is tethered or something. Or they got him somehow tied down. So it does sound like he's going after this dude.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like things are going to end well for, what's his name? Shane or whatever his
Shane.
Name is.
Shane, yeah.
I want to kick your ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right? I'm going to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
I'm not trying to trash.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm serious.
Okay, now, he's getting to the point where he's been going now for almost 3 minutes. And I think he's starting to feel a little bad because maybe he realizes he might be going a little over the top.
Uh-huh.
You're a nice guy.
So he tries that. Look, I like you.
It's
you're
not
a
that.
Nice guy. You're a nice guy. But I don't cut it when you're bullshitting around like this on set. Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't get it.
I know, I get it.
You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real. Honestly.
No, I don't need any walking. He needs to stop walking. I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again. Seriously, man, you and me, we're
done professionally.
That's going to be a good movie.
I think so, too.
Yes.
What if he? But what if he's in an ass-kicking scene? You know, it might be the best movie.
Might have gotten him all pumped up for it.
Could be worth. Yeah,
best part of the scene, and then all of a sudden he jumps off the set and goes after the director of photography.
I love that so much. We used to. I mean, it reminds me so much of our old general manager too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Just exactly the same.
And we were on the receiving end, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. It's still that way.
I don't really have
a lot of time to talk about it here, but Kobe Bryant got a standing ovation from Madison Square Garden in New York last night for scoring 61 points.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable.
That was for his rape, though, right?
America is over.
No, it is for 61 points. Most anybody's ever scored.
No. But they were saying good rape.
Nope.
That's a surprise, too. 61 points is the most anyone's ever scored at Madison Square Garden. That's a lot, pretty low. But it's pretty low compared to there are a lot of records above that, is what I'm saying, right?
Well, I guess. I don't know how many there are, though. I mean, that's...
Aren't there people who've scored, you know, 80, over 80? Up to 100. I mean, Wilt scored 100, right?
Yes, but I don't know how many times that's
It's pretty rare.
Been done. 61 is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a great game. That's a hell of a game.
Not enough for Bean, apparently. I'm not saying that. It's not
I'm just saying in the history of the Garden with all the great teams that have gone through there, which is all of them, you'd think that it's possible that it would be higher. That's all.
They were chanting MVP, and they hate L.A. by birthright. That's how they were raised.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right, 6:56, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Lindsay Lohan! Apparently still having problems in her relationship with Sam Ronson.
She's still fighting with him?
It's a woman. Samantha Ronson's a woman.
Yeah. No, I saw the picture.
Yeah, it's a chick. She's a lesbian chick. She's not a good-looking woman, though, I'll tell you. Those photos are, and she's always pretty glum. She always looks pretty sullen. I don't know what she's got to be so angry about, but she's not happy. Well,
I would be happier if I were begging Lindsay Lohan. I'll tell you that.
I would too. I'd be giddy. I'd be smiling all the time. Apparently, they had a fight over the weekend while Samantha was DJing at a party, and she kept texting during the gig.
Texting who?
And someone.
Okay.
And so Lindsay kept grabbing her BlackBerry to check the messages to see who she was talking to or texting.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go over too well. An argument ensued.
Right.
And the two of them had to head to the ladies' room to sort it out, by the way.
Yeah.
You think they threw down?
Lindsay said, I'll meet you in the ladies' room.
Come on! climax.
Wow! We're on the flashback show today, aren't we?
A stretch, but nice.
Could alcohol be one of the problems here? Turns out that Lindsay made a very public display of drinking only Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the staff cleaned up the gig after the party, they found an empty bottle of Patron behind the DJ booth.
Oops.
Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean Lindsay was imbibing.
Right.
However, I know it would be hard for me to resist an open bottle of Patron behind the DJ booth if I was there. But that's just me. Allie Lohan, Lindsay's sister, according to Star Magazine, would like to quit school. Good decision, Allie.
Yes, that's good. That's
pursue that music career first.
Yes, she is a talent to be reckoned with.
She can sing.
Or to be rectumed with. I can't decide.
Yes.
Apparently, she wants to quit school and just go right into show business, but friends say she really would just like to party around Los Angeles with her big sister.
I'd like to do that, too. Is that an option?
Apparently it is for Allie.
I didn't realize.
Now, by law, she's required to stay in school until she's 16.
How old is she?
15, I think.
Okay.
And mom has enrolled her in a private school. However, according to people who know the family, Allie hasn't shown up yet to the new school.
Wow. How's that working out?
Well, at least they're paying good money for her not to go.
I think she's had a little bit of success on the Disney Channel, and maybe she just sees, hey, I'm going to be doing show business for the rest of my life. What the hell do I need an education for?
She might want something to fall back on.
Right. Showbiz. As might Lindsay, by the way. I think Lindsay's going to end up working at IHOP in about 10 years.
Show business is a pretty secure thing, guys. I think they're fine.
More celebrity decisions being made regarding their future. Amy Winehouse may finally be getting, getting smart. The Daily Mirror, the UK paper, says that she has handed control of her money over to her parents. Sources say everyone around Amy's pleased that
She's making some conscious choices to turn her life around. In order to spend any cash, make any payments, loans, hire staff, excuse me, or change banking arrangements, she first must get the written permission of her parents, Mitch or Janice Winehouse, in order to close the deal. So they've got power of attorney over her finances.
And she just willingly did that?
Apparently. She made the conscious choice to do it.
But she gets
surprising.
She gets drug money, though.
I mean, oh, sure. She gets a drug allowance. Yeah, don't get me nuts. She's got to have, sir. She's got to have booze cash. Walking around money.
A day.
And you know I'm not a big fan of the remake.
Yes.
And I think it hurts more when they remake movies you really have a special connection with. And that's what happened to me in today's news. When I found out that they are remaking, Universal Pictures is making a new version of Slapshot. Which, if those of you who haven't seen it, is perhaps the best sports movie ever made.
It's a classic.
Paul Newman stars as the coach player of a fading minor league hockey team, the Charlestown Chiefs.
That best sports movie ever made is a pretty tough category.
It is. It is. Have you ever seen Slapshot?
No.
You're a dude who loves comedy and you love hockey.
Yes.
It's too old, it's Ralph.
Movie. When did that movie come out?
It came out in 1977.
Came out.
You can't be out.
I am.
It's a great film.
But Kevin and people like Kevin are the reason they're making a remake, because if there's a potential for a great story there, he'll go see it if there's a new movie with stars he likes about hockey.
I understand that. However, I'm telling you, whatever they do with it, it won't be a better film than the original is.
Which was filmed in
1977.
Okay, I'm out.
But it's in color and it's got sound and everything, Kevin. It's just like a movie. You put it on your DVD player, it looks just like a real movie. It's no difference.
Look, Paul Newman is dead, so he can't be good.
All it has is great acting and a great script and great directing. That's the only difference from the movies you usually watch.
Is it as good as Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah,
because that's better than that.
All right. What if Paul Blart is in this movie in a cameo?
That's true. If Kevin James plays a hockey player coach of the Charleston Chiefs, then it'll be because he'll be fat and on ice skates. The guy who's directing it, by the way, remade the comedy classic Fun with Dick and Jane, too, with Taya Leone and Jim Carrey. So we got a lot to look forward to the new version of Slapshot.
The only thing I'll say, Ralph, and I completely get why you're against this. I do. I totally understand that. But that old movie, The Slapshot with Paul Newman, still exists. It's not like it gets erased by the new one. It's still available for people who choose to see it, but it also opens up the story to a new generation of filmgoers, too.
But it offers it up in a lesser form. Look, if you had a choice between two restaurants, right, and you could go get steak at Mastro's Steakhouse, and right next door to it was Denny's offering their chopped steak special, and you can walk into either door, why would you choose to have the lesser meal?
Because Denny's is giving it away free today.
Not! Right. No, you're missing the point.
Sorry.
I mean, my defense is, in this day and age when these films are more accessible than they've ever been via downloading or Netflix or Amazon.com, you can buy it. I mean, there's no excuse. You have total access to that. It's even less of a reason to try to recreate it for another audience.
Not interested, sir.
It's not like in a day when a movie would come out and then disappear unless maybe you saw it on television once in a while or you saw it on cable. There's endless access to these films.
Not interested, sir.
Oh, I'd give you a zero for the day.
Are we prepared to let the Kevins of the world decide anything for us?
Yes.
Anything at all?
Apparently we are. And it just makes my heart cry. Today's celebrity birthday is Blythe Danner. She is Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, but also a very talented actress in her own right. 66 years old today. Morgan Fairchild. He's 59 and still hot.
Yep.
Yeah. Remarkably. Nathan Lane, 53 and also still hot. Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth turns 53. Maura Tierney from ER News Radio, semi-pro. She is 44 years old today. Sean Kingston turns 29. And Vlade Divac, 41 years old, former NBA player. Kevin's favorite Laker of all time.
Hated him.
Kevin grew a Vlade beard for a long time just to try to emulate his favorite player.
Hated him. Hands of stone.
Vlade beard. Vlade's beard? Yeah. They'll be playing at Coachella. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
Job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
What do you want with me?
Stop a couple of angels from entering and thus negating all existence. I hate it when people need it spelled out for them.
Hello? I'm Jay. This is my Have a Life Made song, Bob.
Great for TJ, I give you Tinky Kelly and the Sexist Nerd.
I'm the sexy stud.
Why'd you bring a cop into my command center?
Command center?
It's a basement.
Who is this man?
These are the exact circumstances people find themselves in right before they start having sex for money. What? You got an idea?
We can make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
Hey, watch that language with the whole porno thing. Yeah.
Someone don't might be porno. Offended.
You will
Kevin
offend
Smith.
A lot of people, man.
Hey, Kevin Smith.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Welcome back.
That intro is too long. If I was a regular listener of the show, if I woke up early enough.
You tired of it? Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'd hear that, and I'd be like, that dude's coming on? Yeah. I'm turning it off.
We don't change anymore. We just add on your latest
it
film.
Really, it really just gets longer and longer, and they're like, wow, the intro is more boring.
Stop,
than
when, stop making stuff, dude.
That's true. I'll cut it down. And
then we'll, when you die, they'll come to us for the tribute. It will already be ready to go. It'll be in the can.
All right. We
like, that
things-
audio that we've heard for years, do you have video for it? Because he died. And none of us know how to edit. Can you guys do it, please?
We want to discuss with Mr. Smith, who, as I mentioned last hour, is perhaps our favorite male guest, I think.
Oh, you guys are
the guy we most look forward to having. And why don't we start with, because everybody's talking about the Christian Bale flame out. Why don't we start with, as a guy.
I just heard it.
We broke
driving
it for
in.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was driving in. I turned on the station, and I'm listening to, I didn't hear who it was, so I was like, what is this? And the longer it went, I swear to God, I was just like, wow, that sounds like somebody had a meltdown on a porn set. Because I couldn't place the voice. I'm like, that's nobody famous. Like, I would know that voice. And he had like a weird, every once
Welsh
in a while
accent,
there was an accent to it.
He's desperately trying to hold on to the American accent. Because, you know, he works that way. He spends the entire shoot doing whatever accent
being
he's
inhabiting
in.
That voice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it's getting so furious that it's starting to slip out a little British.
Look, based on what I heard, it's irritating when you're trying to work and somebody's in your periphery, but that being said, that's a big movie. There's always going to be someone in your periphery. And it's like, you know, you're kind of, with all due respect, like, that dude's a killer actor. And, and we all do. He's been a killer actor since he was a child, going back to Empire of the Sun.
Right.
That being said, it's Terminator, what, 4?
Yeah.
Like, you know, all right, so you do another take. If you see somebody, if somebody catches your attention, you just be like, look, man, this dude's in my eyesight. Can we do another take?
That,
and then you move on.
The way I look at that, though, is all of us lose it, you know, at a ridiculous level at some point, and most of us are lucky enough not to have it recorded.
Yes,
and that's lucky.
And here's the thing: the guy crossed through his eye line. Apparently, this is the second time he did it. The first time he might have been, "Hey, dude, seriously, that's really distracting. Don't do that again."
Right.
This is the second time around, and who knows what was involved in the shoot and what kind of scene they were shooting and what was entailed. And,
I feel you,
and I think he may have just been caught on a bad.
I feel you, but I mean, look, maybe. I just, we don't yell on our sets. And
what
maybe that's why
do?
We don't make any money with our movies. Maybe we need to start yelling like Christian Bale. Totally. Like, you're an idiot. You're an AH. F you. Everyone clear.
What would you do if one of your actors lost it, though? I mean, you can hear McGee in this try to go, okay, yeah, all right, let's just take a
I mean, that's
take
the right thing to do.
That's
like, that dude
do,
needs
right?
to, like, talk him off the ledge and whatnot. That would be the, I mean, it's he sounded perhaps a little too riled up to be like, put your arm around him and be like, come on, man, let's go back to the trailer.
Yeah.
Or somewhere. And when I say trailer, of course, I mean to give him a handy to calm him down. That's a director's job. That's why they pay
the edge
box.
Off. Of course.
But in defense, Kevin, in your films, there's two people sitting across the table talking to each other.
True.
What are the odds that someone's going to walk behind someone else?
There's
only three people on the set. It's you and two actors.
That's
so.
True. There was one time where I got outraged because Jason Mewes was in my line. And they were like, he's in the scene with you.
You're
and
talking
I'm like,
to him.
Yeah, but I can't concentrate. On this dude.
But Kevin, let me ask you seriously, because not only the movies you've directed, but you've acted a lot of movies, including some of these big movies like the Die Hard 4 and everything. There have to have been times where you've seen meltdowns, maybe not as extreme as this, but it has to just be so tense with so many people standing around. I don't know how you come back from that in a hurry.
There have been times where I've been on sets and there was a lot of standing around as people tried to figure out issues where I was like, wow. Like, if we had no money, we would have figured this out a long time ago because you can't just
you
sit
to.
Around and
it's
wait
no
for
luxury.
That long.
Right.
Yeah.
That being said, I've never been on a set with a screamer.
Now, I've heard Jennifer Garner kicked a key grip in the balls. Is that true? She just went off. She just went nuts.
No, but that would have been awesome. I would have absolutely applauded that. She's one of those people who's very, very friendly with the entire crew.
Yeah.
Gives them good money and so, in terms of like, not gives them money, but
hundreds.
Yeah, she's like, here you go.
Here's $5.
Get yourself something nice.
She's like, that rumor about me kicking you in the balls, kill it.
Kevin.
No, she's very, like, some actors like to, they do this thing on movie sets called like $5 Fridays or something, where everybody puts in, it's like a lottery, everybody puts in $5 or something like that,
and you write your name on the bill, and then whoever wins, you know, they pull it. Yeah, they do it every set. But when they do shows like Bruce Willis, Jennifer Garner, you always hear stories like, they put in $5,000 into $5 Friday, and you're like, dude, wow, that's pretty cool. I would never do that. Hell no. You know, we're all there to work.
Not making that kind of coin either. Totally. You know?
I'm happy to take anyone out for tacos, but $5,000.
I got a child, man.
We're all big movie fans on this show, as you know, Kevin. Yes. I'm always fascinated to hear the stories of how different directors work and how different their sets are. Like, you always hear about Clint Eastwood and the movies that he makes. And he barely talks. I mean, he's just super mellow, and they do everything in one or two takes, and they're just quiet. They always get done, you know, early, like half days.
Of him, though, don't you think?
Well, production-wise, you always hear about his set as the sets that everybody wants to work on, because they work 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day. They do very short days.
Really?
And then that's it. That's all he wants to work. He does like 6 hours. He doesn't fool around. He kind of, he's usually has what he wants apparently in the third or fourth take, and they just keep moving forward. The, you know,
and he's just super mellow. 70
something? 70 something.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have no time for this silliness. Yeah. Like, just let's make the movie.
But he also came up in the spaghetti western era when they didn't have the money to, the luxury of time to do a lot of different takes. So I guess he learned early on that you can get what you want pretty
easy. And that's why that dude is just an American master, because here's a dude that. People are like, here's all these toys you can play with. Here's all these effects you can do. You can spin that camera around and dizzy people. And he's just like, I'm just going to let the actors tell the story, and the camera's not going to get in the way at all.
I heard he never says action on the set because he thinks it makes people tense.
You guys are talking to me like, I've been there. I just heard the same things as you. I heard that too. I got nothing to say.
Than we do.
But you know people who know people.
You know people. I don't know anybody that's ever worked on that set, but whenever I talk to crew, they're always like, man, do you know anyone on Clint Eastwood's movies? Can you get me on?
I heard you worked on the same orangutan that he worked in Any Which Way But Loose, you and Jay had.
Apparently those things get as tall as you, and then they don't want to play.
Kevin Smith, Zach and Mary Make a Porno is the name of the DVD that comes out today.
Yes, that movie. Remember that movie? Remember I was here just like 2 minutes ago, and I was like, hey, it's coming out today.
Yes.
Now it's coming out on DVD.
I love that
movie, by the way. Let me just give you a comparison. Okay. We went to the Toronto Film Festival with the movie, and there were two movies that came out of Toronto with really nice buzz. Ours, and a movie that I don't think anybody's seen yet called Slumdog Millionaire.
That sounds
Slumdog Millionaire is going to win a bunch of Oscars. Our movie comes out on DVD today. Go out and pick it up, boy.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling. Wow. Good feeling.
That's kind of a bummer.
If it had been called Porn Dog Millionaire, they never would have had it.
They might have been okay with it. I'm telling you, if we called the movie Skin Flick, none of those problems. That's Why true. Did I think of it now?
Yeah.
Anything else? Yeah, porno is what kind of hurts. I mean, it did fine, but I just could have done better. If you go to Walmart, you can buy a movie called Zack and Miri.
And
my mother might accidentally buy a movie called Zack and Miri and watch it and be like, this is horrifying.
Right. I heard you were concerned about the fact that people might think it's a sweet little romance.
Totally. And then you put it in, and it's like Muse's junk in your face. Somebody's getting frosted. It's just not the kind of thing you want to get surprised by. But, you know, whatever. That's their thing. They don't want to say porno in Walmart for some reason. Target was the one that surprised me.
Oh, really? They did too?
They Target was another porno? Best Buy. I salute Best Buy because they're like, just put three more pornos on the cover. We don't sell porn, so this is as close as we get. This is awesome. But Target and the other one, and what was it? Walmart.
Yeah,
they're just. I mean, Walmart. I'm not surprised. Anybody surprised by that?
No, because that's their
Target's
MO.
The one that really caught me off guard, because I just thought Target was kind of hip.
Yeah.
At least that's how they portray themselves. You know, they bring in designers to design like little garbage cans and stuff like that.
Yes, they do.
My wife is always like, "We have to go to Target." I'm like, "Why?"
If
that's the equivalent of an 8-year-old's your mother telling you, we're going to Kmart, and you're like, please, can we do it late at night? I don't potentially run into people I might go to school with. Because it was embarrassing to have your toys, or even your clothes, especially, bought at Kmart. But now, it's like Target, kind of a Kmart equivalent, correct?
Yeah, sure.
And now people go there and buy, like, my wife, who's a, you know, she buys... like fashionable clothes.
She's conspicuous.
She don't dress like me. She looks presentable and whatnot.
I like Target.
Yeah.
Well, the turnaround was when they started calling it Target. That's when people started thinking, okay, now I can go.
That's what my wife calls. She's like, we're not going to Target. We're going to Target. You're kidding yourself. And she's like, I'm married to you. I kid myself every day. I have to lie and dress it up.
Zack and Mary is in stores today. Kevin Smith is here. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this on the World Famous.
Congratulations to Heather Jensen from Long Beach. She is our latest winner for the Coachella ticket. She picked Saturday night to go to that. And she also was in the drawing that we're going to do Friday morning to send somebody to see the Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona!
So she'll see the Killers at Coachella. They headline night number two, of course. Right. And she might also get a chance to see him in Spain. Our friend Kevin Smith is in the studio here at the world-famous K-Rock. Zach and Miri Make a Porno is out on DVD and available everywhere starting today. By the way, Kevin, I wanted to ask you, our first look at some of the big summer blockbusters was during the Super Bowl on Sunday. Did you get a chance to see any of those new trailers for Transformers, Land of the Lost, some of the
others? I was not. This is how much of a man I am. I was not even aware the Super Bowl was on this weekend.
Oh, Kevin.
Are you kidding me?
How could you miss at least knowing?
I had no idea.
Lisa even knew it was on.
Really? Yeah. I went to pick up my kid at a play date, and they were like, oh, you don't watch the Super Bowl either. And I'm like, huh?
If it was
the Stanley Cup, I'd be there, dude. I don't care about
it. It's not that you knew and didn't care. You didn't even know it was on.
I had no clue.
That's awesome.
I don't watch a lot of TV, and I mean, I watch a lot of TV, but it's always DVDs. Right. I don't watch a lot of network TV.
Yeah.
And if I do, it's TiVo. So I had no idea it was happening, and which is odd because Pittsburgh was in it. We were just in Pittsburgh last year.
Yeah,
and they won.
Well, they unveiled a bunch of the new trailers. And
I saw them online. I should have just cut to the chase and told you I saw them already. Instead, I told you a very long story that doesn't really matter.
What a mow you are.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Identify myself as the girliest man there ever was. If my boobs didn't say it, the fact that I didn't know that it was a Super Bowl should say it all. I did see the spot, sir. And I saw
Transformers. What do you think?
I think, you know,
looks great.
Yeah, you can't tell much from that trailer.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, those effects are kind of
G.I. Joe
phenomenal. Watching things turn into other things, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, that was the first look. I need more looks, I think.
I didn't know they were doing it very much in that same style where there's a lot of explosions and special effects and stuff. I had no idea that's what they were doing.
I mean, it looks like the Transformers without the robots, yeah.
Right.
Have you seen the, what's the Da Vinci Code sequel?
Angels and Demons?
Angels
and Demons?
Angels and Demons.
But I wasn't
Angels
wild Demons.
Have you seen that one? You haven't seen that one, okay.
I haven't seen that, but I wasn't wild about that first
Neither
flick,
was
so.
I.
Yeah.
That, I didn't get why people love that so
Star
much.
Trek, of course, you've seen already.
Star Trek, I've seen, yeah. And the trailer looks good. They're selling it well.
Oh, the trailer looks fantastic.
They're selling it to an audience that had no idea Star Trek existed.
Yep.
Kids are going to be buying phasers again. That's kind
of
cool.
And Land of the Lost, the same thing. It means a lot
Land
to those of
us
who watched
yes.
on Saturday mornings. But people who didn't are going to get a kick out of Will Ferrell's new take
I got to say, the Land of the Lost that they go to seems a lot bigger than the one I
yes,
recall.
Yes, it does.
And Marty. Like at one point, there's just, yes, and there's just this open expanse of like primordial earth. And you're like, wait, no, there needs to be a wall full of green. Because
a little wall, that's a waterfall, and then a pylon with some glowing rocks
on
it.
What about the movie of 2009, Fast and Furious 4?
I haven't seen that trailer yet. Mm. Does it return are the two from the original?
Yes.
Yes.
New model, original parts.
Is that what the logo is? Yeah, new model, original parts. And who are the two? It's Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker. Vin Diesel.
Do you even need to move on after Vin Diesel? I mean, really, I don't know.
I haven't seen any of them, so I'm not like, they're back for free.
Let me ask you this, Mr.
Again, a car movie, I think, is a guy thing.
Right.
And you know what I've been watching? The Tudors.
How great is the Tudors?
Do you like it?
Love the Tudors.
Let's be gay together for a minute.
Okay.
Has anyone else seen Tudors
yet?
Are you
caught up?
I mean, are you on the Showtime show.
It's about King Henry VIII and his many wives.
First season I watched and I was just like, all right, yeah, it's good. But in terms of historical drama, I was way more into Rome, which I thought was spellbinding.
Awesome. Yeah.
Season two of the Tudors, man, takes off in such a wonderful way. That chick, Natalie Dormer, who plays Anne Boleyn.
Stunner.
Awesome. You and I are so not getting laid.
Unless you choose each other.
Yes. It's good. I can't recommend it enough. Even if you don't, if you never watched season one, season two is really
good. How deep
good.
Are you? Are you past?
I'm done, dude. I watched it all in literally one sitting over the course of a day and a half. I was just so into it.
Wow. How great is Peter O'Toole as the Pope? When
Fantastic.
It's remarkable.
What a great job for him, too, because like they cut to him every like,
and he's always
know,
sitting
every
in the
episode,
throne.
He's sitting in a chair, and he's sitting there being Peter O'Toole.
Yeah.
It's great, though. And what's his name in it? Jonathan Rhys Meyers, who I always not confuse, but I always think of him in terms of Christian Bale, because they kind of came up around the same time a little bit. And they were both in that movie, Velvet Goldmine.
Mm-hmm.
Another That's gay thing. Another I'm telling you, it's out.
Wow.
I'm coming out today.
I know.
But he was also the best.
Honey, I know you're listening. I'm sorry.
In 100 different ways. I've ever seen Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yeah.
You ever see the miniseries?
Yeah,
that was
great. He was great in that.
He does a good Henry, too. And it's a tough job because everyone thinks of King Henry as the fat dude with all the wives. But the young Henry was strapping rock star. Yeah. So much sex in the show. It's awesome. This show is never boring. People are getting killed. People are getting persecuted. People are... Screwing. It's a great show.
It sounds like it's it. A I'm really start great watching show. Now.
Just to geek out a little bit more, are you watching Battlestar, the final episode of Battlestar Galactica? How amazing has this season
been? I mean, last episode was so badass. You're just like, there's a mutiny going on.
I was furious. I was literally angry as I was watching.
I'm sorry, it turned into a podcast again. It really turned into a geeky podcast. There are other people. Let's pass the ball.
may I ask a question
before we
take a break with Kevin Smith? It seems like now that we're at Land of the Lost and all these other remakes, it seems like there can't be anything left from filmmakers' childhoods that needs to still be turned into a movie. But you probably have something that you're waiting for that you think
man.
Just needs to be developed and hasn't been done so yet.
The Electric Company. Gritty. Graphic. Yeah. Finally. People saying half words to each other. Mother.
A dark Electric Company.
Yes, a very dark. Yeah. I don't know, man. Land of the Lost seemed like a no-brainer, though. Like, I'm shocked it took them this long to do Land of the Lost, because it is a premise that just lends itself to being a movie. But I did hear your Slapshot Screed on the way in.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, though.
I just like
best sports movie ever.
I'm all for. Well, it is. It's
no,
a fantastic
ever.
Movie. I mean,
if you
really,
bring it sports comedies and sports dramas, it has to be the greatest sports comedy I've ever seen.
I would put it up there with Bad News Bears would be up there.
And
as
Longest
well.
Yard, maybe the original with Burt Reynolds.
Maybe the original, and Bull Durham.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Bull Durham,
Field
of
Dreams if you want to go
Slapshot,
drama.
But Slapshot, isn't that one
Slapshot's
of the great
a wonderful
films
movie.
Of all time.
And look, I think there should be a new hockey movie. I just don't, you know, remaking Slapshot. Yipes. That's daunting. But that dude who's doing it, what's his name?
Peter.
No.
O'Toole.
Dean
Pariseau. He did Galaxy Quest, and that movie rocks. So
yeah, that was good.
Maybe he'll pull
all
it
right.
off.
Kevin Smith is here. Zach and me remake a porno out on DVD today. We have 5 copies of the DVDs to give away.
Cool.
And great. That's 5 sales out of this man's pocket.
Well done, Kevin. Dude, I got a daughter.
Yeah, we're sure appreciate that.
We are going to do that.
Change it up, dude. We're going to sell 5 copies of Zach and me remake a porno.
At a discounted rate.
Yes.
We are going to give them away free. And Kevin will also deliver them to your house.
Yes.
Wow.
I got nothing to do.
Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. If you have a good phone question for Kevin Smith, we'll pick you and we'll give you the DVD. All right. We'll be right back after this.
Holla. Well, it's February, kids, and you know what that means. Groundhog Day, which you've already missed. But make sure you see Valentine's Day coming and plenty of time to prepare. I learned a valuable lesson about Valentine's Day a few years ago. I decided to improvise on a present and got my wife a bread maker. She was not impressed. She said, great, now you get me something that I have to use to cook for you. So she gave me a 0 for the day. So now I stick with the basics. Of course, they love the jewelry, but roses are essential. Roses on Valentine's Day are a home run, and there's no better deal than what you can get this week at proflowers.com. How about this? A dozen sweet expression roses for just $39.99. How about a second dozen for free? That's 2 dozen roses for just $39.99. Plus, they throw in the glass vase for free. This is a special offer available only through this Friday. You go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page, enter my name, Bean, to get this special deal. 2 dozen roses, $39.99. Blow her away this Valentine's Day with proflowers.com or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS. Remember, Bean is the name you need to know to get the deal. You! No.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The f*** are you doing?
Yeah. Come on now.
Jim Lee.
Yeah.
It's, we're talking about my Batman coffee mug.
Yeah, we're molesting his coffee mug.
I gotta tell you.
My Batman coffee mug.
We need to either have Ralph Lee or Kevin Lee. Because
how
the two
dare
of them
you
have a bond that
listen,
is...
Listen, speaking of Batman and Kevin Smith, and we don't get a chance to talk about this very often because you guys are myopic when it comes to the magical world of graphic novels. But Kevin...
They're the reason why this... How long has this show been on?
20 years.
Okay, they're the reason the show's been on 20 years, because if we were sitting around, if it was you sitting around talking to people
weeks.
Like me, for you'd be lucky to get 20 minutes before they're like, this ain't earning, boy. Play
right,
some songs.
Right now, we're in the middle of a mini-series that Kevin has written for Batman, a Batman comic book called Cacophony, which is amazing. We're two issues in, and there's 2 more to go. And it
one
is,
more to go, one more, that's it.
Is this the 3 issues?
It's a 3 issue.
Oh, I thought it was 4.
No.
Anyway,
boring.
People are reacting about it, and if you're a comic book fan and a Batman fan
I know, you should
definitely pick it up.
You're very kind. We need to talk about more general things.
Not interested.
Stop turning our radios off.
Let's talk about the Oscars. Can we talk about the Oscars?
Sure. Ralph and Kevin are like that couple that won't keep their hands off each other, and you just kind of are uncomfortable because they're just making kissy faces instead of having a conversation with adults.
I am the embarrassing dude, the embarrassing chick that gives her man a handy in a restaurant.
Yes,
while
exactly.
other couples are at the table, and you're like, wow, that's awkward.
Yeah. Well,
you
mentioned
that, I'm a little jealous. Yeah. That's what people are saying. Yeah. Totally.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that you were at the film festival at the same time as Slumdog Millionaire. And look where your movie, Zach and Miri, is out on DVD today. Yes. Look where their movie is up for, what, 10 Academy Awards?
They can't even get their movie on DVD. That's how bad that movie is.
These poor fools, they have to be in theaters.
What 19th century is that?
You've seen them all. Does it deserve to win Best Picture as it seems like it will?
Yeah, why not? I thought it was a wonderful movie. Did everyone here see it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, come on. If someone tells you, like, hey, you're going to really enjoy a movie about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right. I didn't have any interest in seeing it at the beginning.
And Desperate Poverty?
Yes. Yeah. You're going to watch it, a little kid fall on a big pile of human waste, and you're going to feel good about it. And you're like, what? Yeah, it's a wonderful movie.
All right, forget the nominations for a minute. In your opinion, was it the best movie you saw in 2008?
I don't know. I mean, that's where the whole thing goes to hell, right? It's like
My favorite movie is Iron Man.
Yeah, I liked Iron Man. I loved Dark Knight.
That was too pop, you know, mass appeal for it to even be nominated.
In a world where they weren't going to nominate The Dark Knight,
right.
They could not nominate Iron Man. Right. I mean, but in a perfect world, both of those movies would have been nominated. They were both, I thought, tremendous feats this year.
Yeah,
well done. What else is nominated? You know what I saw?
Benjamin Button.
The Reader.
Anyone see The Reader?
No, that's what I haven't seen that yet.
Reader is.
Some chick reading?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
It's a lot better than it sounds. It's a story. It's a guy's movie, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're not selling it correctly. It's a guy's movie because it's about a 15-year-old kid who's getting sick on his way home from school one day. And this kindly older woman who's like, not older, but she's like late 20s, 30s, takes him into her apartment, fixes him up, then has sex with him.
Come on.
And continues to do that for like 20, 30 minutes of the movie. Like they constantly have these little rendezvous at her place. And you're like, this is amazing. Then it outs that she used to be a Nazi.
Oh.
And she's on trial for being a Nazi.
Whoa.
Yes.
What just happened?
Hold on. It gets better.
You know what? I'm forgiven her. If I'm that kid, she's forgiven.
That's the beautiful part of the movie is you kind of feel for her. But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, she's this monster. And it's even worse because they don't let her off the hook with like, oh, she used to be in an SS camp. Like they show her trial. And they're talking to her about what she's done, and they're talking about a specific instance where she rounded up a bunch of people, Jews, put them into a church, and burned it down with her and a bunch of other soldiers.
She's not one of the good Nazis, is what you're saying.
No, she's not like Hogan's Heroes, like Schultz. You know, right. She knows the radio's in the coffee pot. She's killing people. So she's on the stand talking about it, and she's talking about it so calmly as if... Like, you know, hey, you broke a bunch of light bulbs. She's sitting there going, well, what were we supposed to do? If we didn't do that, they would have gotten away. I mean, what would you have done? And you're watching her going like, oh, my God. And the kid who used to have sex with her and then kind of like fell out of her life is in the courtroom for this. So he's discovering who she is.
Right.
And, you know, he's just like, oh, my God, I'm in love with a monster.
Now he's a university student.
And as a university student. So slowly.
When does someone read?
He does. He starts reading books on tape to her because she has. I don't want to spoil it. But he starts reading books on tape to her.
He's reading
books
on tape.
You can't read books on tape.
He creates them. He creates these.
Oh,
he
makes a tape and then gives them to her.
And then sends them to her in prison for years and years and years.
I got you.
Until she gets out.
But when he's still, it's a really bang her though after he finds out she's the Nazi war criminal.
That's I don't want to spoil it, you guys.
Well, how old is he?
All right,
that's all I need to know.
The kid when he starts, he's 15. When he finds out she's a Nazi war criminal, as Lisa said, he's in college, university, so he's about.
When's
18,
he Ralph Fiennes?
Answer's yes.
He's Ralph Fiennes after she's been in jail for a while. They flashback the movie a lot. He's Ralph Fiennes and thinking back to his past. It's a really compelling movie. I'm probably not doing it justice.
No, it sounds actually pretty good.
It sounds great.
You sit there going like, man, like you feel for her character, but then you're like, I can't feel for her. And that's kind of what the movie's about. Like her kind of coming to grips with like how morally bankrupt she is.
Any Nazi who has sex with a 15-year-old has sort of made up for her past crimes, I think. You know what I mean? She's done enough good in the world that I think it's a wash.
You're saying, can we get the Simon Wiesenthal Center on the line and see if they'll back Ralph on that?
A wash.
All right. In our remaining moments, I mentioned Benjamin Button briefly. Kevin did not care for that movie. A lot of people did. What was your take on it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it made me cry. It didn't make you cry.
It was well done, but it was the same scene 50 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
There was no difference. What a surprise. He's still getting, younger and everybody's getting older.
Right.
Next scene, still getting younger. Old. I don't know. I was just bored.
You didn't dig it.
Just saw the same scene over and over. I did, I have to admit, leave halfway through.
Did you?
Yes.
You didn't get to the end?
Got that going for you.
So, well, if you didn't get to the end, then you probably missed the crying part.
That's possible.
Yeah. That's where it gets.
I was
like
crying for boredom.
Yeah, you were like, oh my god, where's Iron Man? When will Iron Man show up? When does Brad Pitt put on the costume?
I need explosions, dude.
Is this kid the Mandarin? Will he fight the Iron Man? How come Jon Favreau didn't direct this?
Real quick, Kevin, your thumbnail review of Milk and Frost Nixon.
I thought they were both good.
No, not
this. No, no, the other, the real Kevin. Sorry. The good Kevin. The good Kevin.
It was awesome how you jumped in. Like, I thought.
Those are the other nominees for Best Picture.
Yes. I thought both were very well done, but, you know, they're the kind of movies that you watch one time, and for me at least, that's it. For other people, they connect to the material more, but. I don't know.
Milk's
now well done. I love the documentary The Times of Harvey Milk, which was made like back in the late 70s. It's a wonderful doc, so I'm very familiar with that story.
I thought with I think not watching the Super Bowl and crying to Benjamin Button, you would relate to Milk a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
You would think. I said, I like the documentary more. but I thought Gus did a nice job, and everyone in the cast did a fine job. It's a good movie, but, you know.
It was a good year for movies, 2008, it turns out, by the way. For all the bad press that Hollywood often gets, there were a lot of really good movies last year.
Year of the Dark Knight, dude.
And now it's all Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Don't you?
Haven't you seen it? Disparagingly?
No, I'm not going.
But I thought you walk the entertainment beat.
Whatever.
He says he does. he says he does. He doesn't.
I don't think you really do, Ralph.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
when you start putting entertainment in quotes, then Ralph will go.
I'm just saying this. Obviously, my film career is not working out, and I will walk the Hollywood beat.
Okay, you actually see the movies.
I'm just saying.
All right, you're hired.
If one guy's slacking, another guy might pick up.
I'm just saying.
This is like all about Eve, dude. I'm
segues.
Gonna take over.
Next film segues for you. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the deal, you guys. We're out of time for this. The people that are on hold, I would like Dave and Miss Cleo to give the first five people who called and thought they were going to talk to Kevin Smith, give them the Zach and Mary DVDs, because we're not going to have time to take your calls. But we do thank you for calling, and I know Kevin thanks you for holding on. We have to take a break. Kevin, you're going to stick around for the Showbiz Beat. It's coming up next.
How could I miss it?
Apparently, you're the real deal. I'm a sham.
Well, what I'm going to do is go out and actually get news myself rather than pull it off the wire service. Come back here in 5 minutes and tell you what's really going on.
All right, Jimmy Olsen, you can there and do your job.
President's Day weekend's just around the corner. Know what else is just around the corner? San Diego. Wouldn't 3 days soaking in San Diego's laid-back, positive vibe do you wonders? Great deals await at sandiego.org. San Diego. Happy happens. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Is that laid-back,
positive vibe?
That was so weird. Was that a commercial for come to San Diego?
Yes. Is their slogan Happy Happens?
Happy Happens. In San Diego.
You want me to immerse myself in a laid-back vibe? What do you want, an ashram? What is this, 1975? Where's your lava lamp?
It's cool. What's happening
here? Harshing my
Come
mellow.
To San Diego and get real baked. That should
Kevin
be the motto.
Smith is here.
Mayor H.R. Puffin stuff. Welcome to the San Diego. If you want to get higher in the wrong county, come down to San Diego. We got better than ditch weed.
Yes, Bean, you were saying?
Kevin Smith is here.
Kevin Smith is here sitting in as Ralph does one of his final Showbiz Beats before he hands it over to Mr. Smith.
And I promise I will...
I'll trade lives with you any day, sir. Any day.
I will honor the role you've created.
By half-assing it?
Yes.
God bless you.
I'm not going to see things.
Ralph, you have to start working in the word flick, though. You got to say that a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to be Kevin.
Miley Cyrus is in trouble again thanks to another photo on the internet. This time, though, it's not her taking a shower or raising her shirt or anything like that.
Is there really a picture of her taking a shower?
Yeah.
She's wearing a shirt
in the shower.
What's that all about?
Dirty clothes.
Is that what kids do now?
It's a combo.
I got a daughter. I got to pay attention to this stuff, man.
Is she a Hannah Montana fan?
Naturally. Oh, yeah. She loves all that. She loves all the Disney Channel stuff, so Sweet Love, Zack and Cody, and Hannah Montana. And she loves all the Nickelodeon stuff. I mean, she's, you know, 9 years old.
Right. Well, apparently.
She also loves Solo. 120 Days of Sodom, that movie by, what's his name? No, she loves that kid stuff, man. But, like, God, girls just love taking pictures now, don't they?
Yeah. Sure.
That's what it's all about. Like, where were these cameras when we were in high school? And I could not take pictures of girls then as well, because they wouldn't do it.
The best we had, you hoped for a Polaroid. That was the best thing you'd come up with. You know?
It's just so
everything
so
else had to
weird,
be developed,
man.
And now it's just, you know.
But everybody would run. Now they're doing it themselves and putting it up, sending it to
That's
people.
The there's thing. Been it's a half like, a if dozen. You're, if you're there's been a half a dozen stories in the last year, you guys, of girls who were suspended at school because they were taking naked pictures and, you know, sending them on a cell phone to their boyfriends. Or
Thank God.
Where were these girls?
It's so weird, though. It seems to be a phenomenon of the last 3-4 years, mostly. I mean, there are whole porn websites now based around pictures of people's exes, like where you break up.
Oh, sure. Right.
We break up. I've taken naked pictures of you. I put them on the web, right?
Yep. That would hurt me if you did that.
That's
no one's complaining here, right?
Porn.
Especially given the photos we've
taken.
I don't know.
It's just so weird, man. But she took another picture.
Well, Miley's
isn't
naked this time. Now it's scandalous because of its implicit racism.
What's she doing?
She and some friends are pulling back their eyelids to look Asian, apparently. The racist characteristic of pulling back your eyelids to make your eyes slanty.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
is there an Asian in the photo?
I do not believe so, sir, no.
Can we pull it up? Because that's the only way you get
I've
away
seen
with
the
that.
Photo. There's one Asian guy in the photo. But he's not doing anything with his eyes because he didn't have to. And then everybody else in the photo are white people, and they're all raising up the eyes.
But
like
is he laughing
at them? I feel that's
Or is
kind
he
of,
crying while they're doing it? That's what I want to know. He's not crying, is he?
Is he weeping?
No, it looks like they're all friends. They're all hanging out is what it looks like.
Do you get a pass if somebody in the picture is, you're making fun of someone in the picture?
Do you work for our company?
No. Why?
Okay.
Then yes, you get a pass.
Yes. However, if members of company, the no. Asian Pacific American Defamation League are
she's in trouble.
Are infuriated, and they are calling for a public apology because you know how much weight they put behind the star of Hannah Montana.
She'll do it. She'll apologize.
She has to.
If she's smart, she'll do it. There's a long potential career ahead of her, and she doesn't need to dash it on the rocks simply because she was fooling around with her friends.
But don't you acknowledge that that's all she's doing?
Yes! Really?
If you're the Asian and Pacific American Coalition
clearly she's a 15-year-old girl.
Yes,
clearly she's a 15, 16-year-old girl. She's hanging out with friends. There's no malice here. She's not handing out, like, anti-Asian literature or something.
She doesn't have
like
a new song called Whatever Happened to the Internment Camps.
Yes.
You know?
She's she doesn't have... Have you heard there's a website called Jew Watch?
No.
Shut that down.
First.
Because basically they're watching, they say, 120,000 Jewish people.
Keeping their eye on them, huh?
Yes! They're collecting info on them. That's what the website's all about. Like, go after something like that. Don't go after the chick who goofily does that in a photo. You know, chastise her, be like, come on, grow up.
Yeah.
Shame her a little bit and move on. But none of this.
She's a little too grown up, quite frankly.
You think so?
Yeah.
That must be so hard to be.
Jews.
We've got, finally, the lineup for the Barbara Walters Oscar special. Sunday, February 22nd. Of course, famously, she does interviews either before or after the Oscars, depending on where you're watching.
She really annoys me.
Not this year, because she's interviewing Bean, bitch. What up? She's like, it's taken a few years, but here we are.
Anne Hathaway. Is one of her interviews?
She was good in that movie, man. Getting Married? Oh, she was really good in that movie.
But you meant Get Smart.
I love that. Yeah, she was. You know what? She quitted herself admirably in Get Smart.
I think she was hot in Get Smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey Rourke. That should be an interesting interview.
Right.
Sure.
Love my dogs. I want to say hi to my dogs.
I thought that rocked, man. That he gives his dogs
weird.
A shout out.
A little weird.
But think about it.
And
like,
his
think
dead
about
dogs.
How lonely that is. How lonely that dude must be if he's like, I'm winning an award. I'm standing in front of the world. I can thank anyone I want. I'm going to thank my dogs.
Because they were there.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
I got no place else to go.
You think that's crazy?
Because they're Richard Gere and an Officer and Gentleman. They got no place else to go. They're dogs. You feed them. They stick around.
They love you.
They don't love you. They need you.
I was touched by that.
Oh, you're
high. I saw
that
in a different way. I was a little bit when it happened. But I was really touched by it.
But Mickey is a tough interview. I think Barbara Walters is going to have a handful with Mickey.
No doubt.
It's not forthcoming, actually, with the info.
No doubt.
Hugh Jackman, also being interviewed by Barbara in that special.
For Australia?
Talk about how bad Australia is.
Oh, because he's hosting the Oscars.
He's hosting the Oscars.
That's right.
And he's dreamy.
I like that guy.
I do too.
Wolverine, how can you
love
Wolverine?
He seems like a nice guy, man. Yep. And he has a good sense of humor about himself in the press.
Seen the trailer for Wolverine?
Yes.
The solo movie? Looks good. Looks
but I've seen him play Wolverine many times before.
I know you have, but he's doing another one.
I'm happy for it. I just got done telling you I like the guy. I'm all for that.
Why don't you want to play Wolverine anymore?
I'm all for it.
Why do you hate him?
He's a good guy.
All right. And the Jonas Brothers. The hard-hitting interview with the Jonas Brothers.
Why are they on an Oscar interview?
I have no idea.
All three of them at once?
Yes.
Has she ever done that? Interviewed three people at one time?
Not on camera.
Apparently
in her bedroom she did it once. And it was involved
sex tape.
The pre-interview. Yeah. Might have been that. Wow, the
some
Jonas
canola
Brothers.
Oil and some handcuffs.
I hope she asked the question I've been dying for someone to ask, which is,
who's the father
of the Mexican one in that band? Because
you
got the two that look exactly the same, that are obviously brothers, and you got the little olive-skinned one. Where did he come from?
I noticed that like a year ago when my kid introduced me to this group. She's like, these are the Jonas Brothers. I was like, all right, well, two of them are clearly the Jonas Brothers, but who's Marilyn
one
over
is
here?
One is a lichen.
Yeah, but they are related, aren't they?
Yeah.
Theoretically.
They claim they are, but I don't know.
Maybe like the monkeys, they just cast them. They've got an ugly one.
You're the guy that really watches the movie. Why don't you find out?
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to find out real news.
You get to the bottom
of that.
I'll
be like, why don't you guys come up to my place? We'll have hookers and blow and we'll talk.
No, dude. Purity first.
That's true.
And the other thing that needs to be said about the Jonas Brothers, and I don't have any problem with good pop. I really don't. They suck. Have they ever done a song that you thought was any good?
I have heard almost their entire body of work.
Sure you have.
Being that I have a nine-year-old. And, yeah, I mean, there's nothing that I would spin more than once. Nothing I'm like, good. Man, I got to put that on my iPod.
But, I mean, at least, you know, you, New Kids on the Block and some of those other bands through the years, at least they had a song here or there where you get, okay, I can see why people like that. I haven't heard anything from the Jonas Brothers that I even understand why it's popular, except for the fact that the Mexican kid's cute.
They did a cover of The Kids in America, the old, what was it, Kim Wilde?
Kim Wilde song?
But they changed the words to Kids of the Future, so it was like, we're the kids of the future. And I remember listening to that song and going like, man, that is some shrewd marketing. They're like, why are we just selling to America? Let's sell to all kids by making it Kids of the Future.
In all timelines.
Yes, this could be Kids of the Past we're singing about.
Aren't they? They're really not the kids of the future. They're sort of the adults of the future, right? They're the kids of the present.
That's bad logic, that song. If you're singing, we are the kids of the future. If you're singing, we're the kids of the future, then you're singing about being an adult. Wouldn't that be right?
That's what I think, yeah. So they're not the kids of the future.
Yeah,
they're the adults of the future. They're
your
the kids
thesis
of the
has confused me, sir, but I agree completely.
Time travel story plot.
So there's a Mexican.
Yeah, it felt like an episode of part three of Back to the Future,
yes.
Where you're like, perhaps we've spread this a little too thin.
I don't want to run into myself.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what's going to happen. Today is Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. Here's
hey,
what
man,
have
what's
to choose
out?
From. Let me see what we have here. Madagascar 2.
I look forward to that.
You can check that out. The Secret Life of Bees. If you want Queen Latifah to tell you important life lessons while tending bees, you can watch that.
There's a kid in that movie that was in The Wire, which I love. Did you watch The Wire?
Oh, The
yes.
Wire.
You love The Wire, too?
Yes.
Have you watched The Wire yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
All of it?
No.
Where
I haven't
are
seen
you?
All of it, either.
I'm a couple seasons. It's slow
season
for me.
Two.
Get to season
burn.
Get to season three okay. is a rocket. Season one and two are kind of preludes.
They're on
setup.
A rocket?
Season three, they're on a rocket.
Okay.
They go to space.
In order to curb the drug problem, they all go to space.
Okay, good.
It's amazing. It really deviated from the plot a great deal. It's a really good show, but there's a kid in the show who played Michael who's in that movie. That made me want to see it because I like that kid. In that
yeah,
show.
He was really good.
Did it make
he was
you want to see it enough to actually go see it?
I didn't.
So that's what I thought.
I was licking my wounds around that time.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
I want to see that, too.
Terrific movie.
That's good.
You see
you'll
it?
Love
yeah,
it.
Like
it. You'll yeah. love it.
I look forward to that.
Private Valentine, Blonde and Dangerous, the new Jessica Simpson film.
Wow.
Hey, man,
really?
Have you guys been to... You must have... The Hollywood Beat must be following the jumbo Jessica.
Oh,
those
yeah.
fat ass? Oh,
she
yeah.
does not look fat to me.
Oh, Kevin.
But look at me.
You haven't seen the picture.
Nobody looks fat to me, really.
But it's
except those
crazy.
Dudes where they rip walls off, and then I'm like, that dude's fat. I didn't think she looked big. Do you think she looks
chunky.
Fat?
Compared
she?
To...
I thought she looked solid.
Compared to what she's been selling for years,
yeah.
which is... Hot, huge
yeah.
boobs.
Yeah.
Get a still from Dukes of Hazzard,
yeah.
and then put
I
it up against the chili cook-off.
She still has huge boobs.
Look at that picture.
Yeah,
right
she does.
Where is it?
Now like she's got
it?
A huge ass and a muffin
there.
Top, too.
Over here.
There you go.
Look at that ass packed into those jeans.
I think
that's
you guys are crazy. I agree with whoever wrote Leave Jessica Alone. I don't think she looks bad at all. But again, I am much fatter than that. So I dream about being that size.
Look at those. Look at that face.
What would Tyler Durden do? This is my favorite website
Isn't
on the
great?
Planet.
Yeah,
yes.
We go to it every day.
It is so. I'll tell you how good that website is. They once like lashed into me and ripped my skin off and
right.
said yeah. heinous things that doesn't matter. That site's funny. They put up some like Maggie Gyllenhaal piece that made me die. It was the funniest thing I've ever read on that site. They referred to her as a sad cartoon turtle.
Yeah.
I was like, that is funny, man.
And
just such an odd observation.
Lastly, Zach and Miri Make a Porno, also available on DVD today.
That is weak.
I have no interest in that movie.
Not interested.
Seth Rogen, Elizabeth Banks, offends Jason Mewes.
Me.
And I'm serious when I say this. The grossest thing you will ever laugh your ass off on is contained in that film.
That's correct.
Yeah, it has cemented that. Kevin's place in the history
That's
of gross
correct.
Out comedy. It's magical.
First, you'll die laughing, and then you'll curse Kevin for just
yep.
a brief second, and then you'll go right back to laughing.
I had a chance to see it in a screen, and it was all I could do not to run and tell everyone I knew about that scene because I wanted so much to talk to someone about it, but I didn't want to ruin anything
right.
for anyone. So.
My eyes are still burning. Did John Waters at least send you a telegram after he saw it? Come on, tell me the
no,
truth.
No, but you know who that story is based on? That's
yeah.
a true, kind of a true. This is the way I've heard it, so I can't say that it's a true story. But
okay.
Barry Sonnenfeld, the great director Barry Sonnenfeld, who used to be a great DP, and it could still be a great DP if he wanted to, but back in the day he was just a DP. Apparently he started in porn, and that happened to him. Somebody told me that story. Barry was shooting that, and there was an extraction and a frosting.
Oh, he wasn't doing a DP scene, was he?
Wow. I don't think he was.
He was wow.
But I was like, that was the one guy that I was so curious if he saw the movie
and what he thought.
Just to be, I just want to hear if he's like not even close, dude.
Well, you're a Hollywood mover and shaker. Can't you pick up a phone and get a hold of Barry?
Come on. I would feel so arrogant to be like, it's Kevin Smith going for Barry Sonnenfeld. I don't do that thing.
Come on.
No way, dude. I assume everyone.
Pushing daisies is off the air. He's got plenty of time now.
I assume nobody knows me in this business except you guys. That's it. That's why I come here all the time. You guys seem to know me. You play that long Seem clip?
Self-esteem
issue.
We've
never seen any of those movies, but we do play the clips.
As long as the clips is there, I'll know that you guys care.
We're desperately short of time. So a bunch of people had birthdays today. No one really of any worth. Okay. Except Morgan Fairchild.
I heard that. Morgan Fairchild is what, like
59?
59.
I saw a picture of her. She looks great.
Awesome. Yeah.
People are aging well now.
We did a list recently of the top 10 older broads you'd still bang if you had the opportunity, and she was right up there.
Who else?
Sophia Loren, of course.
Madonna?
Madonna wasn't on
that.
Really?
She's human beef jerky now.
Wow, man. That's harsh.
She is 50. No, but Brendan Fraser looks like he should take her on in the fourth film. Looks like he should be swinging, swinging a scimitar in her direction.
I don't know. I saw a picture of her online recently, like for, I guess, what is it called? Hard Candy or something?
Sure. Yeah.
So it wasn't like her just walking out. It was like, this is
done up her.
Yes. Yeah. Like she is fully done up.
Yeah.
And, you know.
She still looks dude-esque.
She looks 50, but I thought she looked good. She got incredible.
She needs
body.
A meal. She needs a meal.
Oh, she's not eating enough as well?
No. Yeah, she's too wizened.
Wizened?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
She Brawn, works out shriveled. Constantly.
Wizened, so like a wizard? Like wizened?
Is it wizened? Is that how you present it?
I don't even know that that's
hey guys, you know we're still on the air.
Sorry. All right. You can hear us more on the Kevin and Ralph podcast that we'll be putting on later in the show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So...
The Laker era is over.
All right, Clipper Daryl. I'm not sure about that. I know the good news is that Kobe Bryant scored 61, and that's you know, that's remarkable. That's something that only a handful of people have ever done in the history of the game. I know that's the good news. Is the bad news that this is the Kobe of last year with almost no assists, with being the only guy on the court who touches the ball, or do we let him slide because he was so hot last night?
They scored 128, was it, Mike? How many points did they score?
Yeah, something like that, 128.
It was ridiculous, but when he's on like that, and by the way, those of you that know New York, you know sports,
yes.
You know, in New York?
Yeah.
They're raised from childhood to hate Los Angeles. And we're raised from childhood to hate New York.
Right.
That's just the way you're raised. You don't have a choice in it. That's the way it works. So Kobe is in New York. He's in Madison Square Garden. He scores more points than anybody in the history of that building. And listen to some of these highlights as the crowd starts not only chanting MVP for Kobe, but giving him a standing O, and Spike Lee was high-fiving him.
That's unheard of, right?
And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Kobe beyond the arc. 2-for-2. Kobe gets it right back. And Kobe. Now David Lee tracking Kobe because of the space. Kobe burns him. The length of Wilson Chandler up against Kobe. And Kobe,
yeah, what about
right
that?
Off the bench. Kobe over Chandler after the crossover. Inside the arc. I don't care. It looked good, didn't it? Kobe now on the switch by David Lee. Stops on the dime. He's got Kobe on the wing. And Kobe flying home.
Kobe's dedicated, too. He's dedicated to doing one thing. Really making sure you have no chance of winning.
Kobe leaks out. Showtime.
And the crowd starts again. Their MVP chant.
Kobe on a fall away. The floater. Off balance. Kobe, little up fake on David Lee. The fall away, it's his. Kobe on his way down. Blasts it home. And he's done it. A new standard has been set at Madison Square Garden by an opposing player against the Knickerbockers. 121-103-59 for Kobe. What a display. He's got it. Kobe Bryant has now scored more points than any other player at Madison Square Garden with 61. What a magnificent one. Kobe Bryant, a standing ovation at Madison Square Garden.
Who would have ever thought a standing O at Madison Square Garden?
That had to feel so amazing.
Their team... blows. Oh, so it's not
that
like,
helps.
Yeah, it's not like they've been
wasn't against the Cavs.
Right. It's not like they've been in the race, you know, and they're all excited about it. So they were just happy to see someone play basketball in that arena.
That's sad.
On a night Kobe is that hot, had they been playing the Clippers, he would have scored 100.
Yeah, he would have, yeah. By the way, Pau Gasol scored like 30, 31.
I think Namar went for 14.
It was ridiculous.
Wow.
It was just ridiculous. But their center is hurt for a while, so that's not good.
Bite him's out, yeah. Give Kobe a free rape for that. That's what I say.
What's wrong with
you? He earned
it.
He didn't do it the first time.
I'm just saying, if Rodney can't even pronounce the name Coachella, is he really the guy that we want fielding the calls about the Coachella bands that are playing?
Have you thought perhaps that Rodney is right when he says Carcella or Corcella and we're wrong?
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. All this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day at K-Rock, we are hooking you up with, your night of whatever night you want to go to Coachella. But here's the best part. You're also in the grand prize drawing that we do to send you to Barcelona, Spain to see the Killers. It's destination number two at K-Rock's World Tour 2009. Hey, Rodney Bingenheimer.
Hey, Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7. Rodney on the Rock. You listening to the Rodney on the Rock Show?
It's
all right.
Kevin and Bean.
Everybody going to Carcella?
Did producer Alex explain to you what we want you to do? We want you to field some trivia questions about the many, many bands that are playing that weekend in April in the desert. And then if they stump you, then they go into the drawing to win the tickets.
No one's going to stump me, though, because I know all about music.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Bands. I know a lot of bands.
Right. Okay. So
I'm friends with the Monkees.
Okay. So 1-800-520-1067 to stump Rodney.
Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
Right, Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
Nope.
Got Susie and the Banshees coming up next.
No, not really. We're not playing that, and they're not on the bill. But there's lots of bands that people can choose from. I mean, it's everything from, you know, the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs to Jenny Lewis to Public Enemy to Mastodon, Amy Winehouse, Paul McCartney, Morrissey. I mean, they can ask about any of those, Rodney. You ready
to take
our first call?
From the Beatles.
Yes, that one, yes.
That's the one. That's the one, yeah.
Let's start with Michelle in Van Nuys. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Michelle.
Stump Rodney.
Okay, my question is, what is the name of Amy Winehouse's first album?
The name of Amy Winehouse's first album.
That's a good question.
Bow Wow Wow.
Is it Bow Wow Wow, Michelle?
No, it's not.
I went Candy.
What's the answer?
The answer is Frank.
Frank.
No, it's just Bow Wow Wow.
It isn't.
No, she's right about that.
Right. I win.
Hold on. You're in the drawing, Michelle.
You're not in this contest.
All right, I win tickets. I'm going to go to Carcella.
Let's go to Ramon.
Tickets for it now.
Hawthorne. Good morning, Ramon.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right, Ramones.
Nope.
All right.
No, his name is Ramon, Rodney.
Ramones.
Just his name.
Are you Joey Ramone?
His name is Ramon. What's your question for Rodney?
My question is, which artist had a made album named Fever to Hell?
Fine Young Cannibals. Fine Young Cannibals.
I haven't heard that name in 15 years.
Right.
Or is it Fine Young Cannibals, Ramon?
No, it's not.
What is
it? It is the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
The Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
No.
So,
no.
So you're 0-2. No, you didn't win. Rodney, you didn't have the right answer. You're 0-2 so far, which is okay because we're putting people in the drawings. But you said that you knew a lot about these bands that are playing.
I do. I know all about them. And I can say it.
All right, let's go to Sam in Los Angeles. Good morning, Sam.
How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Stump Rodney.
What are the two members' names in Atmosphere?
Echo and the Bunnymen.
That's another band.
They are. Echo and the Bunnymen.
That is another band.
Two guys in that band.
Sam, is it Echo and the Bunnymen?
That is not correct. All right. It is Slug and Ant.
Slug and Ant.
Oh, Bunnymen.
We had them in on our show last year, Roddy, but I guess you probably weren't listening that we interviewed them.
I wouldn't know.
That's true.
Right. Okay. How would you know?
I'm usually at Rock and Roll Denny's when you guys are on the air.
Let's go to Laura.
Grand Slam.
In Glendale. Good morning, Laura.
Moves over my hammy.
Good morning.
Hi, Stump Rodney.
My question is, what 80s TV show did Jenny Lewis guest star as an angry Girl Scout?
Big Audio Dynamite.
That's not a TV show at all, Rodney. That's a band.
TV show.
Is it Big Audio Dynamite?
It is the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Oh.
Very close.
See, I didn't know that. I love Jenny Lewis. I didn't even know that. How old was she when she was on that show?
I want to say like 9 or 10.
Oh, well, I don't love her that much.
Yeah. Six Sputnik?
All right. What's wrong with it? We already got the answer.
That was the show.
All right. Thank you, Laura, for the call. We're going to put you in the drawing
list. Simply Red.
Let's go to Elvis.
You're just naming bands now, Rodney. They don't have any relation to the topic that we're discussing.
Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
Let's go to
Everyone's
Elvis.
Heading out to Coachella in
and
April.
And Aliso Viejo.
Hey, Rodney, can you name me Paul McCartney's ex-wife's name?
Paul McCartney's ex-wife.
Kim Wilde. Kids in America. Whoa.
Is it Kim Wilde?
No, it's Heather Mills.
Heather Mills.
Stacey Q.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
T'Pau.
Paul McCartney had three wives, right. By the way.
T'Pau,
Stacey Q, not either of them at all. I thought you'd come up with one of them.
Kate Bush.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Kenny Loggins.
Let's go to Muriel in Northridge.
Muriel's wedding.
Hey, Rodney, the way we work this game is that we were hoping they would ask the trivia question, and then you would give them the answer.
I am answering.
Okay.
Rodney, have you ever been to Coachella? Have you ever even actually gone to the show?
I've never been able to find Coachella on a map. I've been looking. My GPS system and my GTO won't G-O.
Your GPS and your GTO won't G-O? Yeah. I just see you being just like so hot and so tiny and so confused and so frightened, and there's so many people.
Hot.
I just
thank you.
I just can't see you surviving Coachella.
Yeah, you would die if you went to Coachella, probably.
I wear a lot of black.
All right, let's go.
It's not a good color for the desert.
Muriel in Northridge. Hi.
Muriel's wedding.
Stop saying that. Muriel, what's your question?
In the 80s, what song did Paul McCartney do with Michael Jackson?
Bauhaus.
Think about it for a second. This is a song you know. Think about it. This is one that they sang together.
And one of the worst songs ever recorded.
99 Luftballons.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, you're not even trying.
Muriel?
No, that's not it. Say.
No.
Okay, you're in the drawing. Hold on.
You remember Say, Rodney, and The Girl Is Mine. Both of those songs they sang together, remember?
Right, the Human League sang those.
No, not the Human... All right, let's do one more. Let's talk to Vidal. He's in Baldwin Park. He's on line 7. So far, by the way, everybody in the drawing to win Coachella tickets.
Vidal,
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Vidal?
Sassoon Jeans.
Hi there.
Listen.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
Sassoon okay, Rodney. Yes. What famous actress has recently collaborated with singer-songwriter M. Ward?
Belinda Carlisle.
She's not a...
That's famous. Funny.
It doesn't seem like you're even thinking about the questions.
I know the answers. I'm not waiting.
You play them on your show. M. Ward and who? No, not Belinda Carlisle. M. Ward and who does he sing with? They're in a band together.
I don't play the Who on my show.
Oh, dear God.
Like Arthur Love.
Vidal, what's the...
He likes pigeons.
Zooey Deschanel.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. Everybody in this room and everybody listening to the radio knows, Rodney. Why don't you know that?
One time I just lived on sunflower seeds and diet RC Cola.
What does that have to do with this?
I'm just saying.
All right. Okay. All right.
Lisa, let's do a drawing.
All right.
Billy Idol.
The 1,000 people in...
The winner's Billy Idol.
The winner's not Billy Idol.
The winner's Haircut 100.
Or Muriel from Northridge.
Muriel's wedding. Muriel, are you getting married?
Muriel, congratulations. I just went to Elvis. Sorry, hold on, Elvis.
Elvis.
Wrong line.
Sorry, Elvis.
Elvis has left the building.
Muriel, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Muriel's wedding.
And stop saying that.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pants.
Hey!
No, wrong, sir.
It doesn't fit at all. Doesn't improve the song.
Don't do it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:48.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
All right. Christian Bale continuing to yell at us here today. I don't know what the deal is with that. But if you didn't see the reports yesterday, and it's all over, you can see it at TMZ.com and everywhere. Christian Bale, a few months ago on the set of the Terminator Salvation movie, had a little bit of a dust-up with maybe one of the other people that was working on the movie, director of photography, walked into his shot. And the audio has just surfaced. And it's... one of the great meltdowns of all time. I mean, Bill O'Reilly, that was a great meltdown. Some others come to mind that you've seen people yelling. But this one just goes on for what seems like an eternity, and every minute of it is gold.
Yeah, and I'd like to suggest people don't take enough pride in their work. The sound guy on this clip, he stuck right with it. He didn't stop recording because he was freaking out. He had the microphone right on Christian Bale. We hear every beautiful word. The sound guy deserves a Grammy for that, I believe, on Sunday night. Here it is, Christian Bale.
Kick your f***ing ass! I want you off the set, you p***. Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The f*** are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut the up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through? Da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the is it with you?
Now, this is the director of photography, Ralph? Is that
DP,
the...
yeah, director of photography.
And that's the guy who's responsible for the lights and the camera and everything?
He is not the cinematographer. He doesn't shoot the actual footage. He lights, primarily lights the set to give it the best possible
look. Okay.
What don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me an answer. What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
I like the dude is so calm. He's like, I was looking at the light.
I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it? For sake, man, you're amateur. McGee, you have something to say to this?
I didn't see it happen.
Now, that's the director, McGee.
Yes.
Now he's trying to get his help. And McGee's just...
backing away.
Good luck, everybody.
Shift change.
I didn't see anything.
Well, somebody should be watching and keeping an eye on him. This is the second time that he doesn't give a about what is going on in front of the camera. All right? I'm trying to do a scene here, and I'm going, why the is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that?
I absolutely apologize. I'm sorry. I did not mean anything.
Stay off the set, man. Sake. Right, let's go again. Let's not take a minute. Let's go again. And let's not have you walking in. Can I have Tom put this on, please?
Hey, Tom Wardrobe, please. I have Tom Wardrobe.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable. Number of times you're strolling the around in the background. I never had a DP behave like this. You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
No, that's
what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, what it is looking at the light and making sure that
I want to kick your ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
It's going after him.
I'm
going
to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene? You are trashing my scene. You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't cut it when you're bullshitting around like this on set. Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't
get it. I get it.
You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real. Honestly, I get it. Walk for 5 seconds.
No, I don't need any walking. He needs to stop walking. I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again. Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally. Yes.
I think the only thing that would make it better if we're in the Batman voice. That I would enjoy that a lot. But you can hear the whole thing at KROQ.com. Kevin Abeen in the sounds section if you want to enjoy it.
I picture when you start to hear the physical, like he is going after him. Did you picture people holding him back
so
definitely. He doesn't just jump this guy?
Yes.
God.
I was just looking at the light. Just wanted to make sure the light was working fine so that the lighting would be good for the scene. I was checking out the light.
It does sound like it wasn't the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude should come up with a better excuse, by the way.
I was just looking up at the lights, making sure that the lights were properly attached to the pipe in which we hang the lights on. I was looking up there, and I was just walking, looking at the lights.
That's you on the set of 10 Things I Like About You, or whatever your TV show is called, isn't it?
It's,
it's
10 Items or Less.
10 Items or Less, that's right.
And no, actually it's not me.
Really?
It's more me here dealing with you than it would be dealing with those guys, because they're all, you know. Professionals and talent and stuff. You know,
well, I'd like to get some anonymous emails from people who happen to have been on that set to give us a little more detail.
Yes,
because that sounds awesome,
dude. What happens on Terminator stays on Terminator.
Apparently not.
Those are the rules.
Apparently,
this guy broke the rules, man.
And we love him.
Broke the sacred covenant. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? CBS has announced a brand new reality show. Finally, some reality shows on television.
Great news.
This one actually sounds pretty fascinating. They're taking four adults, 25 to 45, who are desperate to get married but have been unsuccessful in their search for a mate.
Lisa.
And their friends and family will select a spouse for them, and at the beginning of the show, the newly paired couple will get married.
For real?
It's called arranged marriage, and they will actually get married for realsies.
Not like that Spencer Mexico thing.
Right.
Okay.
And then the show will follow them throughout the first stages of their marriage as sort of a documentary reality TV show to
based
see how things work out.
The theory that arranged marriages
are
work
just
out
as good,
often.
Just as good as any other marriage. Yeah. Usually, I think the stats have proven last longer than the average marriage was. What, at 50% divorce rate?
Yeah.
Arranged marriages reportedly better success rate.
So let me make sure I understand. So these are people who will meet on the show and then will be told that they're going to marry one another.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting.
But some of that has to be the cultural that they don't want to get divorced because culturally
they don't believe in it.
Yeah. That's a bad thing to do. That's got to figure in.
I think so too.
But this sounds actually fascinating to me.
It does. I agree.
To meet a person who then becomes your spouse immediately and then have to get to know them post facto. Interesting.
Here's all I know. You can't find love unless you're on television.
That's for sure.
That is true. True love, you must go on television to find.
Yes.
So that's all I know. I'm in.
That is all you know. God bless you.
Shame on you, CBS.
More TV news. I know you guys aren't watching, but I love Leverage over on TNT.
Not a real show.
Just announced today, TNT says they're bringing Leverage back for a second season. They just ordered 15 new episodes of the show, so Timothy Hutton and the rest of his wacky cast of madcap criminals will be doing more capers. You know I love the capers.
You do love that word.
Capers and madcap in the same sentence.
I love the madcap capers.
Is it on after Brothers and Sisters? Is it that kind of real show?
No, I believe it's on after The Closer.
Oh.
Or one of those other TNT popular dramas over there. Maybe Saving Grace, one of those other shows. But it's real good. I like it, so I'm glad it's back. Vanessa Minnillo and Nick Lachey, according to the New York Daily News, are on the rocks.
Uh-oh.
Lachey on the rocks. Apparently, she was a no-show at his Super Bowl party. But that didn't slow Nick down. Onlookers say he found two other young ladies who were interested in spending some time with him.
Life's a living, man.
And he accompanied them onto his private yacht at 2 a.m. the following morning after the game.
And how was it?
Apparently, by all accounts, it was excellent. I want to know is, how's Nick Lachey rocking the private yacht?
How does he have that?
Nick Lachey hasn't made a record or done a TV show or anything in years. How's he rolling with the private yacht?
He's probably, who knows what kind of deal he had back in his boy band glory days, but he had the potential to bank a whole lot of money back then, that's for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. He was in 99 Degrees, right? Or what the hell was
98
it?
98 Degrees,
98
right?
Degrees.
They sold millions of records of his piece could have been decent.
I thought they were a little hotter than that. But they weren't like Backstreet Boy New Kids on the block.
No, they weren't at all.
And some of those dudes are hurting for cash. How does the 98 Degrees guy... How did he parlay his boy band fortune into some sort of major estate?
He's a genius.
We need to fix the economy. I call BS.
You think there's something wrong with the story?
His only investment, of which I'm aware, is he is a part owner of a minor league baseball team. That
and you know what
profitable.
Moneymakers they are.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's not the fortune right
this
there.
This is a borrowed yacht. That's what this is. He has a friend.
This is brought to you by Dr. Pepper or something.
I was thinking just a friend who owns a yacht.
He's a guest of someone with a yacht.
Liner.
Yeah, Liner's got
that Liner.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
Does it worry you at all, Kevin, as a Cardinals fan, that Kurt Warner may be retiring soon, and then you're going to have Liner as your quarterback?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's not as good.
It's not as ideal. I was watching him play the Super Bowl at 37. I was like, man. If I was a Cardinal fan, now that you're really starting to get hot and you're hoping for like another 10 years of being at the top
Liner
of the
could
NFC.
Step up and be that good.
Yes, he could. Yes, he could. You're a big boy. Yes, you are.
He was fantastic in college.
Yes.
And as so many other players were who don't successfully translate.
Yeah. Very well in the NCAA, do not do as well in the NFL.
It could happen.
It could happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
why is
that's
Warner...
why he got beat out by a 37-year-old man, because he's so good. They didn't want to waste him all right. early in his that's career. It. They wanted to save up some of that goodness.
That's right. That's yeah. what it is.
It used to be that everyone was done by that age, but now in the era of, you know, your Brett Favre's, it seems like a lot of people are going to keep on going. There's a chance he might come back, right?
Absolutely. I don't think
he's sure.
I don't think
he's still great.
Right. I don't believe that people are calling for him to step down, but he has made, you know, several statements saying he has to really think about whether he's going to return or not.
Yeah.
If I'm married to that woman, I want to work as long as I can. Just stay out of the
stay
house.
Out of the house,
dude. At least she's got hair now.
Yeah. Say what you want about Brenda. At least she's got. She's not rocking the Sam Ronson do anymore like she used to. Scary Susan powder looking broad.
I can imagine how scary she looked with short hair.
Dude, spiky short blonde yeah. hair. She looked like Susan Powder. Remember that nutty broad yeah. who used to do the commercials? Fight oh, yeah. the fat or fight the madness, whatever the hell her
I think
thing
Bean's
was.
Right. It's just gotta stay out of the house. It doesn't matter how he does it, but
maybe he'll coach.
If it means playing football, he'll play football.
That crazy Susan Powder that you mentioned lives on my island, by the way. I
she
see her every
does?
Once in a while. She does, yeah.
Is she still thin?
Tell me she's fat.
Oh, no, she's still thin, but she, and she doesn't have the crazy hair anymore either.
Oh.
Does she yell at you to stop the madness when you're at the post office?
She doesn't.
I'd like a book of stamps, please. Stop the madness! Get your own postal meter at home!
Did you hit that?
No, I would not.
Has Bean ever hit anything?
She would snap you off.
Yeah.
She would just bear down and break you.
Imagine Spina Bifida with that yoked out little girl.
For those who don't know, Spina Bifida is Bean's secret nickname here on the show. Yeah.
It's my superhero.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Blythe Danner, very talented actress and mom of Gwyneth Paltrow, is 66 years old. Today,
Yes,
she is. Morgan Fairchild turns 59. Nathan Lane, very funny actor, is 53. Lee Rinaldo of Sonic Youth, he's their guitarist, 53 as well. Maura Tierney from ER and News Radio, and she was starred with Will Ferrell in Semi-Pro, 44 years old today. Sean Kingston turns 29, and Vlade Divac. Vlade.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's 41 years old today. Kevin's favorite Laker of all time. Still rocking the Vlade jersey?
Hate that guy. Always did.
Don't have that anymore?
Booed him at Lakers games. Hated him.
Well, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I want you off the set, you prick.
I want to be off.
Wow.
Trust me.
Make it easy,
I'd like to leave now myself.
Hold on.
I want to thank our friend Kevin Smith for stopping by today. His very funny movie called Zach and Mary Make a Porno is available now on DVD. By the way, I don't think you even mentioned this when he was in, but it's a two-disc special edition that has an 80-minute special on it, a commentary track, and something called Money Shots, Shorts, and Bloopers.
Wow.
Which I'm sure is very funny with that movie and that cast.
Yes. Yes, it will be funny.
Yes, it will be.
Kevin?
I'm sorry. I'm trying
to
figure out
anything you'd like
doing.
To add?
I do not. No.
Okay, then.
Wait, this afternoon?
Why don't you come back this afternoon, then?
Okay.
This afternoon, we're going to talk to Kat, who went to...
Yes.
Who went to Prince's house.
Yes.
She did?
His house. Prince.
Why?
That guy.
Really?
Because I'm now a Jehovah's Witness.
Wow.
I was going door to door giving
She's
away literature.
Going door to door with Prince.
Yes, we're giving away literature. And I put him on my shoulder so he can look through the peephole and knock.
So we'll be hearing that story tomorrow morning, by the way, Ralph. As much as you hate it, you are going to have to come on back because we're talking to Sarah Shahi tomorrow. Who I know you love, the actress from the TV show Life.
Yes.
Also, the former beauty pageant queen and television star, Kelly McCarty, is now doing porn. She'll be in our studio tomorrow morning.
Yes, that is a positive, positive thing.
And most importantly, we're going to talk to the man who's going to make my dreams come true, the guy who owns the phone number now for sale, 867-5309 tomorrow. Come on.
Come on, what does come on mean?
You got jennied.
All of that tomorrow morning on the early edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. But don't go anywhere. Kat is next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Second Chance by Shinedown. Also, the Chili Peppers, Weezer, Kings of Leon, and more next on K-Rock.
What the f*** are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Oh, Christian Bale is still yelling at us.
Oh, my
Look,
God.
This morning on the Kevin and Bean Morning Show, we had a lot of fun listening to Christian Bale and his meltdown a couple of months ago. The audio tapes just released of him screaming at a director of photography on the set of the Terminator Salvation movie. You would think that I would be tired of it by now.
Nope.
I've been listening to it all day long. It's a ringtone on my phone. I'm waiting for them to turn it into a Broadway musical. I can't get enough of it.
You don't hear people literally explode like this very often.
Mm-mm.
Usually somehow it gets hidden or whatever, or they don't explode like this.
Yeah.
But I guess the dude walked across the scene and Christian Bale just lost it.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The f*** are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut the up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through? Like this in the background. What the is it with you? What don't you understand? You got any idea about, dude, hey, it's distracting,
all right,
having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me an answer. What you, don't you get about it?
And then it goes on for about another half hour.
Poor Bryce, by the way.
Oh, Bryce. You can hear the whole thing without the beeps, by the way, in the sound section of Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean page on KRock.com. By the way, the Dark Knight himself, Christian Bale, very fine actor, on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean show. He's joining us now this afternoon here on the world famous KRock, an exclusive first interview since the outburst was made public. Hey, Christian, good afternoon.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a little embarrassing today hearing that audio piece going around.
That was certainly, so. That was certainly, what, a couple of months ago when it
actually? Yeah, a couple of months ago, we were shooting a Terminator, and it's, you know, it's difficult. I pride myself in being a professional, and it's been difficult to hear that being played and on the internet and on shows like yours, because it really is just, it's completely out of context. So it sounds, you know, worse than it would ordinarily.
Well, what was the context? What happened that would make it make sense?
Well, look, I'm not proud of it. It's embarrassing. But sometimes when you're on a set, when you're on a creative enterprise, and you're working together, and sometimes...
Sorry.
What was that?
Sorry. I hit my microphone. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't just be sorry!
You were saying...
Don't be sorry! Think for a fucking minute!
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Christian.
You were just
talking... was that?
I hit the microphone.
Oh, good!
It was on
for you! And how is it? How is the microphone?
It's fine.
Is it good?
It wasn't... I didn't do it on purpose.
You are so amateur.
Oh, come on. Christian, listen. We don't want this to derail the interview. It was just a mistake. He accidentally hit a piece of equipment.
Don't shut me up. Don't you f***ing shut me up.
Well, can we just talk about the topic that we've got?
No, let's talk about... I don't come to your studio and trash your mics, do I?
Well, no, but...
Do I? Well, and don't trash my interview. All right, it's hard enough to do an interview without you hitting the microphone. Hit the microphone.
Look, I just...
Are you professional or not?
I am not...
Are you professional or not?
No.
No, you are so... amateur.
Okay. Wow.
Look,
I don't think
right.
This
look,
is
you're
called
a nice
for.
Guy. You're a nice guy,
thank
right?
You. Thank you.
But we are through professionally.
Well, we've never had a professional relationship.
Well, I'm not the one knocking microphones around. You do it.
Look, should we just apologize and
no,
move on?
We'll go is again. It... No, we'll go again.
Okay. Okay.
From the all right. So
yes, we're going from the beginning again.
All right.
If you can try not to hit the microphones and ruin my interview.
We're on the phone.
Don't shove it. I will kick your f***ing ass. I will kick your ass.
Are we starting over or not?
No, I want you out of the f***ing studio.
Because
I will not come back and do this interview with you in the studio.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry.
No, you don't be f***ing sorry. Just don't. So just think for a f***ing minute. You have no idea how distracting it is to do a f***ing interview and then have you hit the microphone.
Well, you're right.
You are so f***ing amateur.
That tape we heard this morning was out of context. You're getting a raw deal, Christian.
You!
106.
Hey!
7. K-Rock. Nope. That didn't work either. No.
Okay.
It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
We are giving away tickets, as you know, all this week, not only on both Kevin and Bean shows, but throughout the day and night on K-Rock to hook you up with Coachella, your choice. Congratulations to Matt Kemp of Los Angeles. He just won his. Plus, he's in the drawing for for destination number 2 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009, which is the Killers in Barcelona. So your chance to win is on the way with Nicole coming up after 6.
So I'm reading the LA Times about Prince. Okay. The little pussy midget. And
right.
Hey.
About, oh, hey, am I talking bad about your dude? So, and it talks about how he's got a Beverly Hills mansion, and he just invites like 20, 30 people randomly, invites them over to his house, and then just does shows where he performs music.
Does what? He just pull them off the street? Where
pretty
does
much.
Get him?
I don't know.
Yes.
So I'm reading that, and then I hear that Kat, who works here at K-Rock, was there.
Were you on the street?
Were you hooking in front of his house? Do you know him?
No. You know what? These are like urban legend gatherings.
Right.
And I got this cryptic email, which I was very suspicious of because it wasn't from a Prince.com or anything.
So
who was? I mean, just
it was like come nothing. Experience the magical world of Prince launching his new whatever and with a show to follow. And I was like, all right, I'm either going to Prince's house or I'm getting sold into the sex trade.
Yeah, yes. We're gonna be in slavery someplace in Eastern Europe.
So I just replied, "Is this legit? If so, I'm in." And they were like,
"And because somebody can't lie and right. type back, yes, it's legit."
Under that white hot spotlight, how are they ever gonna tell a lie?
So then they were like, "Please wait for further instructions."
Ooh,
and then
it's
I
so clandestine.
I know. And then they, you know, gave me his house address, and I was like, "You're just giving me his house? Like, there's no shuttle from like a mall parking
right,
lot?"
Right, which is how
they blindfold you.
That's how that stuff always. Happens.
No, so I pulled up my like 13-year-old beat up Honda into Prince's driveway and parked Sweet. My car.
And does it look like Prince's house from the outside? I mean, when Shaq lived here, he had his Superman glass front door and all kinds of stuff that shouted that I was his house.
You know what? It's a great house. I'm getting the impression that he's renting. It is personalized, but it wasn't like I expected when I walked in the front door. It to be Oz, you know?
Okay, yeah. You didn't know anyone there.
We couldn't bring anyone. So it was.
You had a plus one, right? I'm just saying if you did.
If you put out, sure.
All right, good.
All right.
Kat, why do you think you were selected to be with his purpleness?
I don't know. I still don't know.
I mean, he's had, you know, Apollonia and Carmen Electra and Vanity. He just figures you're next, I
well,
guess.
Well, you know, yeah, right.
Get
no,
me Kat.
There
Bring
were
me
definitely
Kat.
Members of the press because he's launching a new website in right. March and. Three new records in March, so trying to get the word out that this is the new website. So that's what
So
happened.
Let me ask you this about Prince's house, and I'm sure they didn't allow you to record or take pictures or anything like that, I would imagine, right?
No, but I did write my firsthand account of it.
Okay.
Like, down to the tiniest, like, the hand soap. I took notes
oh, wow.
when
took
I was
notes.
In okay. his house, and so you. If you go to my blog, you can read
that's
the
That's great, because I was wondering what kind of hand soap he has.
Is he crazy rich guy over the top, so it's gaudy,
Not
rich
at
guy
all.
Decorating, or is it very classy and chic, and he knows how to spend his money wisely?
It is just it's classy, chic, simple. Like you did not feel, I didn't feel like I was in some like I said Oz. It was really strange. The only kind of decadent thing was in his kitchen, which I entered into first, is this insane piano. In his kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
And I was immediately drawn to it, and before anyone could stop me, I had my hands all over it. Like, I was just touching his piano. In the,
you know. Are we still talking about Prince's house? Because this is starting to sound like code.
Did you meet or talk to Prince?
Here's my first interaction with Prince.
Okay.
So,
What are you doing with my piano?
They're like, we're in the kitchen. They're like, all right, let's go to the screening room so we can go through the website thing. So I walk out with this writer from Rolling Stone who I befriended. And the two of us are in this hallway. And we don't know. There's just doors. We have no idea where we're supposed to go. We're lost.
Right.
We're the first two people in the hallway. And we're like, where do we go? And right in front of me, Prince walks up.
Okay. Mm.
And he's like, hi, are you guys looking for the screening room?
Nope, just hanging out. Just here in your hallway.
I'm like, hi, yes. And he's like, oh, you just go down the stairs, make a left. I'll see you in a little bit.
He's a midget, right? He is literally, Kat would
he
look
He is
down.
Very small.
Yes.
He could fit in
he's
my
tiny.
Pocket.
Yes. He's a
so,
tiny little dude.
But he looks
so
awesome.
It was mostly journalists to talk about the new records and the new website. Is that what this is all about?
No. I you know, when you're in a situation like this, you literally do count the people in the room.
Yes.
And when the show began, like the actual performance mm-hmm. part, I counted and there were no more than 25 civilians in that room.
That's it?
Wow.
It was like someone's like big living room we were in. Huh. Nothing fancy, carpets on the floor, the band set up.
Did he have sex with all 25 of you?
24. I didn't oh. have any. So.
Wow, you're not even going to put out for Prince?
Do you guys know that I got trapped in his bathroom? Did you
what?
Hear that?
No.
Oh yeah, I got locked in his bathroom for a good 7 minutes. I couldn't get out.
Really?
While he was playing, I was freaking out.
While he was videotaping you to see your reaction later, I'll tell you that.
How
no
do you
question
get
about
trapped?
A webcam in that room.
It was locked and you couldn't unlock it?
The lock. There was something wrong with the lock, mm-hmm. and I could not. Get it out. And I'm hearing the
said.
Band kick into Jackson 5, you know, Want You Back, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, Prince is singing Jackson 5, you know. and I am trying everything. I mean, it was like an elevator. I was looking for an escape hatch at
Were
one
you
point.
Hey,
I know,
pounded
on
hear
the,
her,
I pounded
sure.
on the door screaming for help, uh-huh. but the music was so loud and everybody was in the music room.
Oh that's hilarious. Wow. How'd you finally get out?
I like stopped for a minute. I thought of calling 911, but I had no cell service in that area.
No, I'm
stuck
seriously
in Prince's
did,
bathroom.
I'm stuck. in Prince's bathroom. They would have gone, okay, thanks for calling.
That's really what I thought of. I was like, this is what's going to go down. And then finally, I did like some sort of, I don't know, mind control where I just focused all of my energy on turning the lock and pushing, and it just miraculously, like, it was, I'm not kidding you, 7 minutes, I was stuck, yes.
Wow. This is Kat Corbett, of course, who comes on after us at 9 a.m. weekday mornings here at Kirok, talking about being stuck in Prince's bathroom at his home. Now, you mentioned the performance. How many songs did he and the band do?
Okay, this is for all the music geeks out there, because I should have been bawling my eyes out. He starts, like, you know, he's standing right where you are playing, right. Kevin, like 10 feet away from me.
But like half as tall. Right? Because he's little.
He's tiny.
Full band.
He's a little guy.
Three backup singers, bass player, full band, right?
That's a good band, by the way.
Yeah, oh, they're insane.
Yeah.
Okay, kicks off with the Cars Let's Go.
Okay.
Goes into Crimson and Clover. Gets his harmonica player, and they do Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
No way.
Yeah, they do. I'm
he
losing
loves
my mind.
Doing covers, and he picks really weird, interesting covers to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then. I'm standing there next to Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. writer Steve Appleford, losing my mind, and I hear the sound of rain coming out of the speaker. Mm-hmm. And then I hear the first few notes of Purple Rain.
Sweet.
And
that's
when you
heard the water, you thought you had to go to the bathroom again?
That's when she went into the bathroom.
And then he stopped the song and laughed, looked at us, and then went into some random song like Chocolate Chaka Rain. Khan or something.
So cruel.
Mother effer. So he didn't even play the song?
I was like mad for a second. Yeah. And then he went into Controversy. He played Controversy, which is
that's
like
an older song that he doesn't usually play.
An old Prince song. Yeah. I mean, he just banged through a bunch of songs. And
what is with him, by the way? Why does this guy like to play everywhere, all the time, always?
When he plays a show in town, he's got an after party that he plays at. And then he has an after party that he also plays at. He plays like 15 hours a night.
But I think playing for him is like oxygen. It's so natural. I mean, you watch him play guitar, and it's not like watching any other person play guitar.
Is it like a little tiny guitar? A little tiny hand?
But he was like in the room. We were he's like, dance. And so we were like dancing, and he's like, you know, laughing at us, and he's jumping in on the dance floor with us. And I'm like, what?
Amazing.
And then we took a break, and then he did another 2-hour set.
Are you kidding?
I got home at 4 a.m. That's why I look like this. Yeah.
Kat, is there any way to – there's no way to get on that list. You just have to wait to be called, right?
It's
so you don't even know if you're ever going to get invited back.
No. I mean, luckily, I didn't, you know, break anything. I did touch the metal sculpture. He has this giant pool, and he has a sculpture of his symbol at the very end of it. And I stuck out back and touched it.
That's awesome. Wow.
That's it.
Wow. I want whatever drugs you're taking, because none of this happened. It is impossible.
Listen to me. I wrote every detail down.
Your acid.
It's on my blog at
Kat. Okay, so you go to Kat.com, then you go to On Air, and then you click on Kat's picture, and then you see a picture of the little tiny
guy. But you left out the very last line of your blog entry, which is, and then I woke up and my pillow was gone. Monday afternoon, Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a weekday afternoon. What's going on, Ralph?
How about me giving away tickets to go see the Grammys?
No,
that's
you what, sit on a throne
what,
of lies.
That's what I'm all about. I'm about giving back to the people.
You can't buy those, though, right?
I'm not take like you guys. I'm a give kind of guy.
I hate to say this because it may not be hip, but the Grammy show looks actually good this year.
There's some good things to it.
Hip to be square, man. That's all I know.
I mean, in years past, they put on a lot of performers that I didn't care to see. This year, though, with Kanye and Jay-Z and U2 and Radiohead and Dave Grohl's playing with Paul McCartney, I mean, it sounds like there's some pretty cool stuff happening.
Coldplay?
Yeah.
They're playing. Yeah. It's going to be pretty awesome. If you'd like to go, call now. Why don't you? 1-800-520-1067. Let's say caller number... It's on February 8th, so caller number 8. How about that? Caller number 8 who gets through at 1-800-520-1067 wins a pair of tickets to go see the motherf***ing Grammys.
Oh,
and you can't buy these tickets, people.
That's true.
You can only get them here at Cinco de Retarde.
That's it, yes.
All right, let's take a look at the Showbiz News, shall we, as we do every Monday. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. And finally, Paul Blart Mall Cop has been unseated at number one by Taken with Liam Neeson. Figures it takes a badass Irishman to kick the crap out of that mall cop, that fat mall cop.
No mall cop that's on its way to $100 million?
Shut up!
That one?
Taken made $24.6 million, made it number one for the weekend. Paul Blart Mall Cop was number two.
$14 million, The Uninvited, Hotel for Dogs, Gran Torino. That's your top five. Then Slumdog Millionaire, Underworld, Rise of the Lycans, New in Town, My Bloody Valentine, In and Out of 3D, and Inkheart, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Well, as expected, the Super Bowl did pretty good in the ratings.
Yeah.
How about that?
Who'd have thought that it was a close game right down to the end.
Yeah. Nielsen released the ratings today, and apparently 90 million viewers were tuned in.
Wow.
It's not too shabby. Mm-mm. It was a massive 42.1 household rating. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a lot.
It does sound like a lot.
And then a 65 share.
Also sounds like a lot.
So I think 65 share means that 65 out of every 100 television sets was turned to the Super Bowl.
That was watching television, right?
That was watching television, yeah. No, even the ones that weren't being watched, those TVs just turned themselves on to the Super Bowl.
They don't have a choice.
That's how much they loved it.
I guess, you know, every year we marvel that people will pay $3 million for 30 seconds to advertise during the Super Bowl, but here's why. It still works, and there are very few television events that can, you know, ever that can draw something like this crowd.
That's down just 6% from last year's Super Bowl, which set a record with 97.5 million viewers.
And that was the perfect season last year, right? With the
New England going
for perfection, yeah. And so then they got
that was the most watched Super Bowl ever, but still pretty good.
I have a question for you, Ralph. I didn't watch the commercials in 3D last night that they had advertising that Disney movie. And I know they're doing the 3D Chuck tonight.
Yes,
they still want you to wear the dumb little cardboard glasses, right? That's still the best we got for 3D.
That's correct.
No, now they have cardboard contact lenses you can put in. They're really uncomfortable, though.
That is one thing that certainly has not been upgraded.
Not in the last 100 years. Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way to do 3D without some sort of lens to look through in order to create that illusion.
But I bet there was a time where people thought there wasn't a way to do high definition too, and they got on it. They got a team of scientists and figured out a way to do it. They never thought that?
No, they said we can always do HD. They always knew that. But 3D is hard.
So in 200 years, we're still going to be wearing the little glasses for 3D?
Unless they find a chip they can implant in the base of our skulls, which I think would be ideal. All right, stop it. Steven Adler's sad.
I bet.
Well, not he's like crying. I mean, he's just sad.
Oh.
Former drummer for Guns N' Roses has been busted again on a drug charge. Apparently, cops arrested Steven Adler, former drummer for Guns N' Roses and former star of Celebrity Rehab and current star of Sober House.
Yeah.
On January 26, he was arrested and charged with being under the influence of a controlled substance, which is a misdemeanor. No word yet on what the substance was, but I'm guessing it wasn't M&M's.
Mm. Correct.
Yes, I can safely say that. So apparently he's going to have to, he set bail of $50,000 that same day, and no court date yet has been set for this particular appearance in front of the bar, but we'll have to wait and see. Speaking of sad people, we're starting finally to hear from the mother of 14 children
who's
been in the press so much. Nadia Sulman is her name.
Is that her name?
Nadia Sulman is her name. She's 33 years old. She had 6 kids. She had 8 more kids.
Octuplets,
right. So that's 14 altogether. She is a single parent.
Good.
She lives in a 2-bedroom house with her bankrupt parents.
Good.
Okay. Her mother has turned her back on her.
Good.
Said that when she gets back with the kids to her house, her mother said, "I will not be here." So she gets that support from her mom in helping to raise those kids.
This is all good news.
Well, we're starting to hear a little bit more from her. You know, she's been pretty quiet to the media. She's been pretty elusive.
Well, now, she's the most hated woman in California at this point.
She has announced that she will talk to the press. She will have a sit-down interview with the media for $2 million.
She needs the money.
Yes, she does, Lisa. But she says she's also worth it because she is a child care expert.
What?
She says she wants her own television series as a child care expert.
Well, she certainly has demonstrated she knows how to make good choices.
She knows how to make babies. I don't know how she is at caring for them. But apparently she is obsessed with children and apparently mentally not quite as sound as some of us.
Good. Oh, all good news.
Been obsessed with having kids since she was a teenager, according to her mother. But her mother says that because of bad fallopian tubes, she was not capable of having children.
Okay.
And so she has turned to in vitro fertilization twice now for this current litter that she's got of 14.
That is really expensive.
Yeah, it is.
To do. Wow. I wonder how she ever got the money.
And I also heard, I don't know what the makeup is of the six kids she had prior to the octuplets. I don't know if it was, you know, 4 and 2 or 3 and 3 in terms of sexes. But I heard that the reason she wanted to get pregnant again is because she wanted to have one more girl. That was what the goal was of getting going back to the fertility specialist. She wasn't happy with the six she had.
Well, I don't know about that because they used apparently the remaining eggs from the first IVF to give her these eight. And when they said that she had this many kids, they told her that she, for the health of the babies and herself, should have what they call a reduction, a selective reduction, where they choose which embryos will remain and which ones will not. She refused. She insisted on carrying them all to full term as much as possible.
Well, they had to raffle them off. There are a lot of people out there who want kids.
Yeah. And the sad part is most of them end up going to the pound, because you know how it is.
They don't send kids to the pound.
They find them in the street just running wild, and they come along with a truck, and they throw that net over them, and it's horrible.
That's pets.
That's why I always say get spayed and neutered. That's what I always say. And how about some good news in the world of entertainment? I know, Kevin, like me, you are a big fan of Fringe on Fox.
Love
Fringe.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. Bean is the only one who is wrong and does not get it.
Yeah.
But apparently, Fringe co-stars Anna Torv, who plays Olivia on that show, who's just so hot. And you know, in the pilot, her secret agent boyfriend that died and now is visiting her in her dreams, her transformed memories, Mark Valley.
He died in the first episode, right?
Yeah, well, I think there's still the others, whatever that organization is called.
What's
that? Teledyne, Constantine. Ramadine.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. The Garibaldi Project.
That giant company that does all the research. The evil corporation. Yeah. They're keeping his body alive because they're trying to siphon the memories out of his brain.
Isn't it the pattern or something?
Yeah. That's what
they're
discovering.
Responsible for the pattern.
Yes. Oh.
But quinine corporation.
Email Ralph.
Teledyne.
Don't email me.
I'll find it on my own.
He really
I'm
wants
fine.
To know.
Anyway, point of my story.
The Dharma Initiative is doing what?
Anna Torv and Mark Valley got married over the Christmas holidays.
No way!
They're married in real life and told no one, not even the cast and crew of Fringe, knew that they got married.
That's the way celebrities should do it.
Yeah.
Just sneak it through.
They fell in love on the set.
That's what she said.
Got married and decided to keep it quiet because they wanted to keep drama off the set, but apparently Mark Valley's character is leaving the show. And so they decided to announce their big news to the entire cast and crew. And so now everyone knows that they're married.
Oh, that's very cool.
Which is kind of sweet. And I hope things work out for them. Because she's hot.
Yeah.
And hot people should be happy. And I've always said, F the uglies. Whatever they want. Look for them. Who cares if they're happy?
I've heard you say F the uglies.
My whole life. Are you kidding me? Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Farrah Fawcett is 62 years old today. Dog the Bounty Hunter turns 56. Supermodel Christy Brinkley is 55 years old. And singer Shakira is 32 years old today. I can't find any confirmation of this, but we did manage to get a call into her thighs.
Yes.
And her thighs said that it is, in fact, true. Shakira is 32. And I tend to believe her thighs because, from what I understand, her hips don't lie.
Ralph.
Hey, come on.
Ralph. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Ralph.
I think that was deserved.
Wow, that stings. You wounded me, sir. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to K-Rock listener Russell Martin from Los Angeles, who just won tickets to go see the Grammys
that's
this
weird,
coming Sunday night at Staples Center. What are you saying?
Russell Martin?
Yeah, he that's the guy's name. Who won, yeah.
Hmm. Manny, we'll have, Manny Ramirez was the winner a half hour ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Tickets for you every afternoon this week here on Kevin Bean's Secret Daily. Try to in or something.
I don't, yes.
What's happening tomorrow morning on the Tuesday AM show?
Well, we have Kevin Smith in the studio. Who's always great. And we have to talk Bean out of his current obsession, which is... I'm super excited about 867-5309.
Oh,
the phone
thing.
Number's available. I need it.
I thought we voted no on
we
this.
We did.
He we're not going to talk
he
about
He won't
it.
Stop talking about it.
For those of you who don't know, 8675309 was the refrain of a popular song. I think it was in the late 1860s. I think they sang it on the fields of the Civil War. I
that's
think
that's correct. You're correct. 1982, right.
That's when they fought in Gettysburg. I think it was a popular anthem used by the Redcoats.
But being with
8675309 is forever, though, Ralph. It doesn't matter. It's still as hot today as it was in 1982
to date. Yeah, it's exactly as hot. You're right. It's exactly as hot as it was in 1982.
We don't have time to discuss this now, but tomorrow morning I'll tell you why I need to own the phone number since it's available for sale.
Bean, who has Asperger's, is physically excited about this phone number.
That's absolutely true.
And there's a lot wrong there.
So, before I get emails, I know the Redcoats didn't fight in the Civil War. I was just trying to be funny. Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's
if
the kind of thing people correct me.
But if you know the company from Fridge, go ahead and email.
Teledyne.
You know,
no, it's not Teledyne.
No, it isn't. It's Massive Dynamics.
Massive Dynamics.
No. Is that it?
Massive Dynamics. Yes. That's it.
I came up with an answer.
Massive Dynamics.
Mark this day.
That sounds like an evil corporation if ever I heard
it
one.
It does.
Yeah.
All of that tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, but don't go anywhere because it's 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music with Nicole Alvarez up next. She'll have some Bad Religion, also Smashing Pumpkins, MGMT, Linkin Park, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.